You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Missy Dum Dum Style. Dum Dum Style. Missy Dum Dum Style. Dum Dum Style. Missy Dum Dum Style.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our name is Jerks, Jersey Jerks, actually. You can email us at riotcast or at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone, the TuneIn app if you have a Droid, and welcome.
I have a question.
What's up?
Have you ever found out yet who the fuck Dr. Harry Weiner is?
No.
last week, right? She's Friday. It was Friday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Friday.
She's texting me. Like, I didn't answer your text because my phone was not nowhere near me. I was at work. But once I was leaving work, I saw and I was like, what? My text read from her. Are you Dr. Harry Weiner?
So fuck what?
So I'm like, wait. What? No. I said, are you sure you meant to send this to me? Like something yeah. like that, right? And you were like, LOL, no, seriously, are you Dr. Harry Weiner? And I was like, no.
You were like, I'm not, but this is the best conversation
Yeah, this is
ever.
The best text I've gotten in so long, right?
Well, you say you haven't manscaped in a while, so.
Yeah, right? Well, my wiener's not Harry. So, yeah, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I was losing my mind. I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. And then it was like a little later on, she sent me another text. Okay, are you sure you're not Dr. Harry Weiner?
You're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't know how to answer this. Like, and then she was explaining that it was the crack trivia.
Yeah.
Someone signed on as Dr. Harry Weiner.
That's their name.
And she thinks that it's me trying to play, play her as Dr. Harry Weiner. And I'm like, no, I think it would, if I sign in through Facebook, doesn't it show up as my name?
Yeah, but you don't have to sign in through Facebook.
No, I swear, and I had to swear through text message on my family that I still haven't signed up for this yet. And I haven't.
And I thought you did.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it has to be Chris.
Right, and I said
we play each other.
Right, and I said
know that, that's
you can have two accounts, though, right?
Can
yeah.
you?
Yeah. So one could be Chris, one could be Harry Weiner.
Your alter ego,
right? But I was sitting there, and I'm like, and I said to her, I was like, maybe it's someone who heard the show,
right? Because it did fit in it kind of. What
yeah,
we were talking
yeah.
About.
We were mentioning doctors and the whole
Harry Weiners.
Well, yeah, Harry Balls, whatever. Harry Balls. But I was like. So I'm explaining this to my girlfriend, and she can't stop laughing. She's dying laughing. She's like, she like ran out of oxygen at some point. Because I kept telling her, I was like, she kept asking me if I was Dr. Harry Weiner, and I'm showing her the text, and she's losing it. We had just finished dinner, and she's losing it. She's just like, oh my God, I can't breathe. And I'm like, I don't know why she keeps asking me if I'm Dr. Harry Weiner. Like, I was like, I swear, I think there's something wrong with her.
Right, like, are you on drugs?
Yeah,
what's
I was like,
happening?
I'm like, she's high or something.
It's like the middle of the day.
She must
Friday.
Have dropped acid or something. Right? She dropped acid at work.
It's Friday, bitches.
Yeah, right. See you on Tuesday. And I couldn't get over it. I was like, no, I'm not Dr. And I said, but you know what, though? That is a brilliant fucking
Dude,
screen
that's
name.
Awesome.
Yeah. But no, I'm really not. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, Dr. Harry Weiner is out there, please.
Tell
me who you are.
So are you playing Dr. Harry
yeah,
Weiner?
Yeah, I'm still playing them.
Are you beating Dr. Harry Weiner?
I don't know. Whoever this is very, very sporadic in playing.
Okay.
Like some days.
Well, they're a doctor. They don't have much time to play.
Some days I won't even play them at all. And we're still just playing the first game.
So oh, really? Message.
I should.
So who are you? Are you Dr. Z, maybe?
I'm winning.
Maybe.
Right now.
That's a good call.
Maybe
I didn't even think about that.
Is all, you know,
Dr. Harry
right
Weiner.
Now,
how
I'm
funny
winning.
Would it be if she sent a message on like Marco's phone booth?
Do it right now. See.
Oh, I am going to now.
Yeah,
that's
do it.
Idea.
I'll show you my phone. It's not me.
Harry Weiner.
Dr. Harry Weiner. I was like, it fits in perfectly. It has to be Chris.
No.
Now that's got to be you.
Yeah. I would think.
Yeah, like this person is real anonymous, like zero friends. Like it looks like it's this person's only playing me. Oh, wait, no, they're not. They're playing more people.
He's Pedro.
Hey, yo, it's Dr. Harry Weiner.
He knows
you, he wouldn't play, you wouldn't play him if he came on as Pedro. But yet you play Dr. Harry Weiner.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I thought that was hilarious.
That is funny.
I was like, this has got to be Fob.
Yeah. It immediately falls to me first.
It was immediately you first.
I could see why, because Chris already has an account. Mark already has an account. Right. You're already playing
them
too.
Do you still play?
I haven't played in a while. I mean, I haven't played in a couple of days, but I still play.
I haven't even joined yet. I'm already tired of it.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Well, I kind of blow people away.
I mean, I was telling Fob that you actually were really good.
I'm good.
Yeah.
He's the king of trivia. He's told us numerous times.
I am.
But, like, I went on your profile and, like, checked your stats, and they were, like, really good.
I wish we could play a trivia game now.
Let's play one.
I don't know how the fuck we're going to do that.
Just bring up a question, miss. Spin the wheel.
Spin.
I want to send.
My weakest.
I want to send Harry.
Story of my life. My weak subject is science, though.
Weakest one?
Yeah, that's my weakest one.
Not math? Is that a category? Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, if math would be my weakest.
Yeah.
Obviously. But science is my weakest.
Science.
This game, yeah.
Science.
All right, you guys really want to play trivia?
But they give you four. Like if you just ask me, a lot of times I don't know. But when you give me four,
yeah, you can.
You can knock out two.
Sure. Yeah,
that's it. Makes it a lot easier.
See, I think there should be no options on this game. I think you should just guess it.
That would make it a lot harder.
You're right.
Yeah,
but see, this could hurt her games.
I can't do any games right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're out of
it's lives. Everybody's yeah.
So how do we play trivia then?
I'm looking up fun trivia games on the internet.
I was like, wait, what? What are we doing?
Spin the wheel of fortune.
I took a bullshit IQ test today and I got 120.
You're right, it's bullshit. What was the out of the possible? What's the perfect score?
I don't know.
Yeah, like what is it? I was wondering.
There was 10 questions.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah,
the real IQ test is like fucking 400 questions.
Yeah, and
questions.
They were like I'll give you the one example.
We got to get a copy of the Wonderlic test and have her take that.
What's that?
It's the test that the football players have to take.
What?
It's a test that football players
have to take.
It's
basically an IQ test.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
But it's not like, a Mensa type IQ test. It's just a general IQ test.
Okay.
Because you don't have to be a Mensa to play in the NFL. They just want to make sure you're not the worst kind of retarded you could possibly be to play football.
Uh-oh.
Even if you're the worst kind of retard, if you can play football, you'll get on the team.
It? No.
I'm going to go into the Play Store and download an app.
No, he wasn't. I don't think he was referring to you.
No, what are you talking about?
I forgot. It was towards her. It wasn't towards you. I found some test questions for Wonderlic.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. As soon as it loads up.
The Wonderlic.
The Wonder. Why do they call it Wonderlic?
Is it spelled with a U?
You wonder
or no?
What you're licking.
Wonder and an LIC.
I think it's German. Wonderlic. Vandersex.
Is it? Yeah. Come on. Of course, they want you to pay. Put money.
Oh,
put your credit card in there.
Yeah, put your credit card in.
Mm. Yeah, just to prove that missing.
Hey, I should use the one that I just closed.
Yeah, use
Fox. Apparently, it still works.
What the fuck? I fucking hate Wells Fargo. That's right. I said it out loud. I'm not going to tell you the name of the bank, but it rhymes with Nels Margo. They totally fucked me.
That's crazy, man.
They're like, Happy New Year, right up the ass, no lube.
You got hacked again?
They finally put the money back. Not all of it, but most of it.
Okay.
And I checked it on Friday. They said by last Friday it should be fixed, and I checked, and it wasn't all there. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to give them a couple more days, but maybe by Monday or Tuesday it'll be. And I didn't check it because I'm so used to not using that account anymore. So I go to check the account right before I come here, and there's, like, way less money in it again.
Oh my God.
And I'm looking at the transactions, right? And someone just made a couple transactions 2 days ago.
What were they?
One was like in Utah for some family life savings plan or something.
Wow, your bank sucks.
Right? Right. They told me the best course of action, instead of closing the account, to close the actual debit card that's tied to the account. Yeah, they sent me a new card.
Okay.
I haven't activated it yet because I want this to be fixed before I activate anything.
Right.
And that's why I checked. Now that I checked and money is slowly leaving my account again.
Your checking account was obviously compromised.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they're idiots.
Yeah. So now, but if you look at the transaction, they used the card that Wells Fargo told me they closed, that debit card that they closed out.
Uh-huh.
They're using that card again. I don't know how that's fucking possible. I think North Korea is after me. That's what I think it comes down to. Yeah. I think I pissed off Kim Jong-un.
Maybe he finds you a threat.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't write the interview. The other fat, Jewy looking dude.
Did you guys watch it yet? Did anybody watch it?
No.
It's going to be on Netflix.
The reviews are so bad. I don't want to pay money.
My brother
for
said it was horrible.
Yeah.
He said James Franco was funny, though.
I'm sure he was. Yeah.
But it's going to be on Netflix in like less than a week, so I'm just going to watch it there.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you didn't make out with the questions then?
I got it.
You ready?
All right.
Here's one question. This is a math question.
Oh
boy.
Round 907.457 to the nearest tens place. 907.457 to the nearest tens.
Tens, T-E-N-S?
T-E-N-S is what it says.
9-10.
Would be 910.
The options are 908, 910, 907.50, 900, 907.47.
And what's the number? What's the number in the question again?
907.457.
908.
907.457. 907.457.
To the nearest tens.
908.
I would think it's 910.
It's 910.
910.
To the nearest 10. Right.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was 908.
I don't know if this is going
to
be the issue.
Not rounded to the next number.
No, nearest 10.
Nearest 10.
It is 910.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suck at math.
Yeah, math is shit.
Yeah, I hate math.
Non-math.
Non-math here. I'll just
fuck math.
I don't agree with you much, but
I hate math. I hate math.
Yeah, we all sound educated.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a collective fuck math.
It's the only subject in school that's useful for everyday life.
I know, and it's the one.
It's the only one,
and it's the one that I absolutely blow
Look,
at.
Machines do it for you, man.
Right, the plethora of knowledge machines.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was cracking the fuck up. I was like, let me check my plethora of knowledge machine here.
Missy Dum-Dum style.
That's what PC is, really. Plethora of knowledge machine. I don't know where the C comes from, but...
Fuck, dude. It's just math after math question after math.
Fuck math. I mean, I guess you need math in the NFL.
But this is like, on Monday you spent this much at lunch. On Tuesday you spent this much at lunch.
Fuck that. $50. That's dumb.
Right.
Give us some. I'm downloading some game called Quiz Up. It's just taking forever.
Quiz
Up, yo.
Because I'm not hooked up to the Wi-Fi.
Quiz Up.
I guess this gives you two words. Present. And resent. Are they similar, contradictory, or not related?
Present and what?
Resent. Like, you're resentful?
Okay.
Like I resent.
Is it present or... Is it present like I'm giving you a gift or is it present?
Present.
Like I'm giving you something or...
Right.
Or it can be present like I'm here.
Yes. They don't really fucking...
Or...
they're not similar, right?
Or is it like to present?
To present or resent. Or is it resent? Like, I resent this gift.
I say fuck that question.
Yeah. I say fuck this. No wonder it's the one.
Everybody says fuck math. He gives an English question. Nobody says fuck English. The worst.
Fuck English.
They're not related. That's the answer. They're not related.
Oh, my God. I watched this YouTube video the other day, and it was of if you wanted to become, like, you were a slave and you didn't want to be a slave anymore, you had to take this test to be able to vote or whatever the fuck. Or something. I forget what it was. And Harvard graduates couldn't pass it. And this was from like 1920.
Really?
From like 1920. Yeah. They said that the questions were worded so difficultly that you couldn't understand what the fuck they meant, by the
really?
Way.
Really?
Yeah. Shit's fucked up, yeah. Anything else on there?
Yeah, it's a lot of math, Missy. Fucking and it's a lot of those give you two words, are they similar? Are they contradictory?
All right, let me see if I got any lives and trivia crack, because it sounds too complicated.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds I was looking for a useless trivia, and it's not really trivia. It's just stating facts, even though they're calling it trivia. Like,
that is stupid.
The second question says, in every episode of Seinfeld, there is Superman somewhere.
No shit. Everybody knows that.
I didn't know that.
That's not a question.
That's what I said. It's not a question.
It's a fact.
He's usually always on his fridge.
What do they call it? Tea?
Well, no, it means like either a reference to or something in the background or whatever, yeah. Like that kind of thing.
What'd you say?
What do they call that?
What's that?
The tea. That's like little facts. They call it tea, like T-E-A. Is that what they call it nowadays? I hear people like, yeah, we're going to spill the tea in a second. Like,
oh, I've never heard that.
No?
What the fuck does that mean?
I have no idea.
I just learned fleck today.
What?
Fleck.
Fleek.
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 Okay.
Yeah. What does that mean?
On point.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah.
I heard some dude.
Are you fleek on this shit?
Yo, man.
Yo, will you be fleeking on this shit?
It's like, my hair is on fleek.
What the fuck?
Exactly. What the hell does that mean? On fleek. Where did he get this shit?
I have no idea.
Is that even derived from a word? Fleek?
What do I know?
Yo, fleek. Your hat game is on fleek, Missy.
Thanks, man.
Your eyebrow game is on fleek.
My eyebrow game is on fleek.
Good. You always got to get that shit trimmed.
What the hell is happening right now?
Bob, did you find anything? The internet hates me right now.
Yeah, no, I'm finding really stupid shit right now. We should probably find another podcast for everyone to listen to.
Yeah, I know, right? New game. Idea.
Not only do we not like math, but multitasking's out of the question as well.
Here's trivia. What is the worst podcast on Riotcast?
Glad we came prepared for tonight's show.
Well, this is like, this is literally, you know, on a whim.
Whimming it up. All right, cool. I got something. I'm spinning.
Okay, spin.
I'll ask you guys a question.
Oh, you got a spinning wheel. All right.
Yeah, man. Legit. It's history.
Uh-oh.
How old were Spartan kids when abandoned to survive alone and become men?
Is this an option question?
Yep. 18, 14, 16, 12.
12.
12.
12?
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. 12.
Yeah, it was in 300.
I'm going to get my ups on a...
Yo.
Trivia, Greg.
Your history. Your history game is on fleek. No, no doubt. All three of us right there. On fleek.
This is Chris's favorite art.
Ugh.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodcut?
A woodcut.
How much wood could a woodchuck if a woodchuck?
No. Let's do it right. Say it again.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Is an example of which of the following? Riddle, tongue twister, alliteration, limerick.
Well, you're illiterate, but it's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
A soliloquy.
Yo, what is this bitch tripping about?
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
That's great.
I tripped over that shit bad.
There's useless as tits on a boar.
All right, this is entertainment.
Yeah, buddy.
Who is the lead vocalist of the British alternative band Coldplay?
I forgot his name.
I know.
He was married to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Jared Leto?
No.
Chris Martin?
Yes.
That's it.
Do you even want me to name the other two?
No.
And their daughter's name is Apple.
And the other two was Adam Levine and Justin Timberlake.
What a fucking asshole.
I know. I can't even
know Apple Martin.
Added teeny at the end.
That's how she got knocked up.
Yeah, right.
All right.
We're going to name your baby Apple.
Geography, science, history, sports, art, or entertainment? Pick one.
Whatever.
All right, I'll do sports.
Sports.
What's the last
Apple.
Event in a decathlon?
What's what?
What's the last event in a decathlon?
A run.
I thought we were doing sports.
Yeah, I know, right?
Swimming 1500M, cycling marathon.
Apparently this is a code.
I don't know what that means.
1,500 meters.
Okay, swimming, 1,500 meters, cycling, or marathon?
Marathon.
Marathon.
Okay.
Nope.
1,500 meters.
Fucking decathlon.
That's why that song, you know that song 8675309?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was literally, it was something else. It was like 800,000. They made it easier for people.
And I'm doing it again. I have two more lives. All right, spinning the wheel. Dun, 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 dun. It's Art again.
She's a retard.
All right.
Is that your buzzer?
Which of these instruments was originally made out of wood? Flute? Trumpet,
skin flute,
saxophone, trombone,
flute,
flute,
skin flute.
Yo, yes, your instrument game is on fleek.
You're dumb.
Geography.
Yay.
What is the? Oh my god. Oh no, never mind. I'll tell you about it later.
What the fuck?
Just what is the official language or languages in Canada?
Tits.
Big one. English? Big English and Spanish? English and French? French. Which one?
English and French.
Yeah, English and French. Or French.
That's easy.
That was easy. I'm playing somebody named Cox Rebecca.
Rebecca Cox?
Yeah, very
nice. Great name.
Which actress,
middle name's Loves.
There you go. Which actress appeared in Ghost with Patrick Swayze? Amanda Bynes?
Nope.
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Yep. Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Demi.
Demi.
Demi Moore.
All right. Science. What does GMO stand for? Genetically modified organism?
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, it is it. The other ones were funny. Grow machine organism.
Plethora of knowledge machine organism. I don't know that one.
Marco. I'm sorry. What is Marco?
Okay, this one seems hard. Between which countries was the Chaco War fought? Between
the Chaco War.
Problem would refer to you.
It was between me and Africa.
1932 to 1935.
You and the Cocoa
the
Pop.
The Chaco Bird. War?
Chaco. Bolivia and Paraguay.
Can you Paraguay?
C-H-
isn't that a group?
Dude, 4 seconds.
Oh, that's Jamiroquai.
It was Paraguay. It was Bolivia.
Is this music? What are we talking about here?
I
hear Jamiroquai.
I heard chocolate and Jamiroquai.
It was spelled,
I'm tripping balls again.
Listen, it was spelled
are you Dr. Harry Wiener?
C-H-A-K-O. Chaco. Right?
Ooga Chaco. Ooga Chaco.
Like, I'm not crazy. It was Chaco. Right?
I guess that's how you say it. I don't know.
It was Bolivia and Paraguay. Mm. Whatever. I could be making that last word up.
Paraguay.
Your hosting skills are not fleek.
No, they are
listen,
not all
I got fleek. I got minimal time.
Right.
All right.
It takes 35 seconds to read the question.
Bahai di. Fuck, I have no idea how to say this.
Baracko.
Bahai.
Esto Baracko.
Cochinos is a place in Cuba where is a failed coup so started at 96. I got it right, I guess.
What is it?
Bay of Pigs.
Esto Baracko.
That was a horrible example.
That was crazy.
That was insane.
What that word was insane.
And you guessed it right?
I did. Who is Miley Cyrus's dad?
Billy Ray.
Don't break my heart.
Mikey, break your
heart. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Sameta.
Satan.
Sabatabata. Oh, man, I suck. All right. What is sodium bicarbonate commonly known as? Bleach, soda water, baking soda, salt. Sodium bicarbonate.
Soda, I guess. Soda water.
What? That's an option? Soda water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bleach, soda water, baking soda, or salt.
It's not bleach. I don't think it's bleach.
It could be baking soda.
I think it's baking soda.
I think it might
That's
be
That's what
baking
I would
soda.
Go with. Yeah,
go with baking soda.
Boom. We baking were soda? All geniuses.
No, nah, I went with water to start off.
Soda water.
Soda water.
Science. Where are the
I realize why
metatarsal bones. Metatarsal bones. Hand, ankle, foot, leg. You knew that? Did I say it right?
Yeah. Well, on your third try, you get it.
Yeah. Eventually.
Where are the Mediterraneans in your foot?
Up your ass.
I feel like in my head I say the words correctly, too.
Go out.
It's because your head's dumb.
There's a disconnect between your brain and your mouth.
I know. It's yeah. not good. I'm
Is there
sad,
leftover though. Cock in there? You blocking a passageway or what?
How many Tours de France had?
Seven.
Okay.
Is this
Wait,
Armstrong?
Did he win before admitting to using steroids?
Seven.
Man, she didn't even finish.
I know.
I'm fleeking.
You should.
Can you use it like that?
Leave it to me. Leave it to me to just fuck it all up. I'm fleeking out right now.
Fleeking idiot.
Fuck. Fleek you.
What fruit is mostly grown in Florida?
Oranges. Jews.
Oranges.
Juicy oranges is what I meant to say. Sorry, I have Tourette's. Sherry.
All right. What is the name of the large bay in Maryland?
Chesapeake.
You're good.
I am good.
You're good, you.
I'm good, you. My bays are on fleek.
Thought the only bay you knew about was Old Bay.
Old Bay. Old Bay.
What is the horizontal line that goes around the middle of the Earth?
The equator.
Yeah.
It is the equator.
The imaginary line.
They didn't specify that.
Well, I'm telling you.
I took a picture of it and sent it to you. To Vegas.
Fuck yourself.
Which of the following is not a term used in bowling? Spare, strike, gutter
Cunt.
Ball, ace.
Ace.
Ace. Stick it up your ace.
And playing a random opponent.
Bowling's not a sport either.
You don't think it is?
Nope.
No. It's a hobby. Hmm. It's an activity.
Who orchestrated the St. Valentine's Day Massacre? Sam.
Fob's girlfriend.
Sam.
That's Christmas, dude. Get him right.
Giannacana. Anthony the Ant Spilotro. Al Capone, Lucky Luciano.
The first one.
Sam Gianna.
Not Gianna.
That was wrong.
Lucky Luciano.
I was wrong.
Really? Who was it, Al Capone?
It was Al Capone.
Was it? Really?
Apparently.
Wow.
According to this.
We don't know our mafia shit.
Fuck you.
Now I'm playing Will Willis.
Who?
Will Willis. I don't know.
Not
He's a stranger.
Name.
Yeah.
Will
That's
Wheaton.
That's clever.
Which one of the largest...
And
wait,
begin.
Which one was the largest of the Mayan
civilizations?
Wrong.
Oh, my God.
Wrong.
Stupid bitch.
I ran out of time.
Civilization.
All right, hang on. I'm going to try real hard.
What, to read?
To read aloud. Apparently, I can't do that.
Are you a stupid motherfucker? You know that?
What is wrong with me?
But it sounds like shit to me.
All right. Science. Which of the following animals is considered to be a sea cow? Blue whale.
Don't look at me, motherfuckers. She stared right at me. No, I'm not a sea cow or Dr. Harry Weiner.
Manatee?
That's it. Manatee.
Shark.
Manatee. Okay. A what? A manatee.
A manatee.
A manatee. Right?
Yeah, ma'am.
Manatee.
Manatee.
A sea cow.
Wait, this is... Who was the starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills at the beginning of the 2011 season? Eric Pierce.
It could have been one of 35 people.
The starting one. Eric Pierce.
Fitzpatrick.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah. Leotis McKelvin.
He's not even a quarterback.
Leotis DiCaprio.
Roosevelt.
Hyman Roth.
We learning.
My game. Bill's game's on fleek.
Bill's game is on fleek.
Which animal is a distant relative to the panda bear?
Koala.
Wolf. Weasel. Raccoon. Bulldog.
Interesting. Raccoon's the only one with circles around its eyes.
I'm
just
thinking
like
raccoon because they have hands that are like kind of.
I thought that was a.
Seven.
Possum.
Six. Five.
Go ahead. Go with it.
Yeah.
It was raccoon.
It was raccoon.
Are you lying?
Coons.
Because you didn't go boom when you
raccoon. Well, I was not confident in that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're doing sports again. In a game of golf, which score is best?
Who cares?
Birdie, bogey, par, eagle.
Eagle, right?
I don't know why I think par.
No, par's even.
Par's even.
Yeah, par's even. Par. Hole in one's the best score.
Yeah, it's an eagle.
It's an eagle, then birdie, right?
Yeah.
Yep, eagle.
Ah! Can't do an eagle.
Ta-da! We're learning stuff.
Yeah, we're learning. Yeah. We're learning you can't read still.
I can't read. Which artist was well known for his wild mustache and works of surrealism? I already know this. Marcel Duchamp?
No.
No, because you
would. Vincent Van Gogh?
No.
Edward Hopper? Salvador Dali?
I would say Van Gogh or Dali.
It's Dali. Okay. My nigga. Be tight.
Okay.
I love Salvador Dali.
His paintbrush is on a fleek.
His paintbrush is on fleek. I got a crown.
Yay. Oh, you're doing crack trivia again.
Yeah, I'm still.
Oh, okay.
What is the oldest network marketing company that is still in business today? Mary Kay, Tupperware, Amway, Avon.
I think Amway.
Amway.
Amway?
I think it's
that's
Amway.
That's what I think.
It was Avon.
Boom.
Wow.
Damn.
Majority rules.
Majority wrong.
Yeah. Cox Rebecca once more.
Oh, Cox. She wants more Cox?
She can get it.
Oh, now I'm playing Kendra Bowell.
Oh, well.
Kendra.
Which of these is a 2003 Disney computer animated film?
Who gives a shit?
It's so funny.
Watch your mouth.
Locating Remo, Discovering Limo, Unearthing Zemo, or Finding Nemo.
I think it's Unearthing Zemo.
I think whoever wrote that question should be stabbed in the throat.
Wait, I'll tell you who wrote it. Oh, and it didn't come up. Usually the person that wrote it comes up. It was no one. It was...
It was part of the game.
Science.
Boo.
Boom. How many kidneys does a person have?
Oh, do you know this one?
One?
Yeah, it's one.
Is it
two? No, it's one. You're right. Hit one.
No, it's two. I hit two, and two is right. Damn it. I don't know what kidneys do.
You don't know what anything. You thought humans have gizzards. You didn't think women had pancreases.
You don't know what
pancreas, whatever.
Which president gave a speech that began 4 score and 7 years ago?
George W.
George W. Bush. Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan.
4 score, 4 whores, and 7 days ago.
Do you know this, Miss?
Abraham Lincoln.
All right.
I had 4 whores about 7 days ago.
You're funny.
One of them was Cox Rebecca.
In football, what does DB stand for?
Douchebag.
Drive ball, defense boy, defensive back, dive boy.
Do you know it?
Defensive back?
All right. Go for it.
I'm pretty good at this. Like sports ones, because they're fucking easy. The sports ones are usually really
when they
easy.
Talk about actual sports and not fucking bowling. Yeah.
You answer this next one then. The next sports one, you answer it.
All right. Which of the following was not one of the official languages of the League of Nations? French, English, Spanish, Italian.
Bubba Boopy?
Italian?
I don't know.
You guys
don't I'm going to say Spanish.
Spanish? Spanish.
Go Spanish.
What do you guys say, Fab?
What do you guys say, Fab? I don't know.
Mira.
Spanish?
Señorita, what are you Italian? Doing?
It was Italian?
I was
no, sh- no shit. No shit.
You fucking exclude us.
We're too busy catering. The meatballs are on fleek.
All right, this quiz up actually fucking downloaded if you guys want to give that a roll.
Go for it.
I have no idea what it's about, though.
That's
heads
fine.
Heads up. And the reviews said that it was fun, apparently.
And begin.
It's making me connect with Facebook.
And begin.
You want some game show music or anything?
Sure.
While you wait.
Hurry up.
Oh, my God. You guys are jerks.
And begin.
Hurry up.
I'm not signed into the Wi-Fi.
Well, whose fault is that?
Mine.
I'm digging it.
It's Trivia Crack.
With our number one crack whore.
Fun size.
What the fuck is this?
I have no idea.
All right. I can pick categories. Do you guys want to hear them? There's a lot.
Sure.
Arts? Business.
Sure I do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Arts, business, educational, games, geography, history, lifestyle, literature, movies, music, nature, science, sports, TV.
Sounds like random.
I'm assuming.
It all sounds good.
Okay.
She wasn't reading the menu.
What do you want, Mark?
Oh, I heard short ribs.
Pick one. This don't matter, man.
What do you want?
Doesn't matter.
What the fuck, man?
Just pick anything
pick
random.
Pick entertainment.
Okay.
Movies, TV, whatever.
There's no entertainment here. Margaret just farted in my direction.
All right, I picked television.
Okay.
Ugh, more. TV General, 1980s, 1990s.
What the fuck? Go back to the other game.
No. Go ahead. Pick one of them.
There's a lot. There's an Archer
General.
One.
Archer.
There's a Big Bang one. There's a Breaking Bad
Let's go
one.
General.
No,
general.
No. Not that specific.
General. How much telly do you watch?
Oh, my God.
Play now. Bitch.
Smells like a whorehouse in here.
And begin.
Hello.
Hey. Sir.
Sir.
All right, ready? Which fictional TV attorney was portrayed by Raymond Burr? Ben Matlock, Denny Crane, Lawrence Preston, Perry Mason.
Perry Mason.
Perry Mason.
Okay.
Okay.
Wrong.
Is it right?
What cable?
Are we right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What cable network used the slogan "We Know Drama"? 2001.
TLC.
TNT.
I have no idea. What?
TNT.
It was TBS.
Oh. Is it 2001 or is it 2011?
The TV show Game of Thrones is based on a novel by which author? George R. R. Martin, Ian Fleming, Thomas Hardy, and Arthur Miller.
Martin.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not Ian Fleming. That's James Bond.
Is it?
Yeah.
Man. You're on fleek.
The Gold and Silver Pawn Shop in Las Vegas, Nevada is the location of Pawn Stars on what network? Discovery, History, ABC, TBS. I think it's History.
It's one of those two. Discovery or History, yeah.
It was History. Who plays Lily on How I Met Your Mother? Terry Hatcher.
I don't watch
Allison.
It.
It's Allison Hannigan.
The ugly redhead?
Mm-hmm.
You got those big fucking sausage tits.
Which show do Chad Michael Murray and Sophia Bush play characters on?
I love Sophia Bush.
One Tree Hill?
Yeah.
Faggot.
I was going to say Chicago PD. She's on Chicago PD.
Yeah.
They just showed her ass cheeks last
She's
night.
Hot, right?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Clarice
Leachman.
Leachman. Leachman played a widow struggling to fit back in the job market in the, 1970s?
Three Men and a Baby.
Maude, Soap, Phyllis.
Maude.
Phyllis. This game sucks.
This game does suck.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. And it's time sensitive and it kept
this,
fucking
this
going
This game
away.
Is not on fleek.
No.
Fuck this.
Go back to the other one.
Fleekless motherfucker.
Fuck that.
Let's see if anybody's responded. I have like so many pending games because everybody has lives.
Just keep starting random games.
I have to wait an hour to get it.
You can, yeah. Once you run out, you have to wait.
Will Willis is in the game still. Let's do it.
Will Willis in the house.
Will Wheaton.
Will Willis. Why are you saying
science? That? What's the chemical symbol of silver? A G A U C U P B. The chemical symbol of silver.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. C U A U A G.
C U N T.
I'm gonna say.
PB and J.
AG, I don't know.
Let's Ted, look. There's 9 seconds left.
I'm going with PB.
PB, AJ, what do you got?
I'm saying AJ.
I think AJ.
All right. AJ.
What?
What?
Silver on fleek.
History.
Yeah.
What is the name of the historical event in which protesters destroyed shipments of tea?
Boston Tea Party.
Boston Tea Bag.
Boston Deflake Tea. Boston Tea Party. Tea.
Just to let you know, Dr. Harry Weiner has joined the chat room.
No
now,
way.
Is it the real? If it's the real Harry Weiner, then play your game.
Approximately how long is Mercury's orbital period around the sun?
Every 28 days.
According to our daily measurements. 88, 16, 8, 21, 2,
14. Oh, yeah. You just read a fucking combination code. Yeah.
8, 8, 1, 6, 8, 2, 1, 3, 5, 2, 1, 4. 88 days, 16 days, 821 days, or 214 days.
I don't know.
Fuck.
88.
Go 88. Go Eric Lindros.
I couldn't. The time ran out.
All right, you fuck. Bye.
Why wouldn't you just pick something?
Because I, when I looked, it said time's up.
Well, what, does it tell you what the answer was?
No, it didn't. Cunt.
Yes, that's right. That's correct.
I gotta wait. Harry Weiner, play me.
He said his phone is dead.
Oh, you do, huh? I'm very proud of you.
Well, whatever. These trivia crack. Bob, you should play it, though. You seem good.
Oh, yeah. I just had the last five wrong.
Yeah, I feel like you've given up.
No. I was trying to understand your matrix code you were shooting out at the last one. 8164, 882,
34. Figures you heard A1.
Wait, what's that? What?
I said the figures you heard A1.
I said 8-1. 8-1. 8-1. It was all numbers she was reading out. 8-1.
So I think we figured out we're just as dumb as everybody else.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody's stupid.
Don't lump us in with you. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
No, you were the host. You really can't get...
I mean, I got some right.
Yeah, you did.
I think that I'm smarter than you guys give me credit for.
Oh, I thought you should say I'm smarter than you guys. I was about to lynch her.
Just imagine how smart you would be if you could read.
I know.
I know. That's really, that is unbelievable how bad you are reading.
Yeah, I'm not good at reading.
No, you're really not.
But in my head, I can read.
Yeah, that doesn't mean shit to me.
Why?
Because you're supposed to read out loud to us.
I feel like if I was more focused, I would have been okay.
Look, you're illiterate in the first place, okay?
Wasn't focused enough.
Oh, my God. These are ridiculous questions.
What do you got?
I'm not even going to read it.
That bad?
Yeah, it's bad. These trivia categories that they're giving me, they're on currency trivia. Ugh. Like, that's how weird these categories are.
Which of the following is not a borough of New York City? Long Island, the Bronx, Queens, or Staten Island?
Long Island, right?
Long Island.
That is correct.
Fuck New York.
Love New York.
That is good. Playing you right now, miss.
Are you?
There you go. Play each other. Play with each other. Play with your cock and balls.
In ice hockey, hitting an opponent with the knee is known as kicking,
high knee.
Striking, holding, or kneeing.
What fucking jerk off put that question in there?
Didn't say.
Oh, boy.
Fucking stupid.
What was the answer?
Name.
Which of these deserts...
headbutting.
Which of these deserts is in the USA? Atacama, Gobi, Sahara, or Mojave? 16 seconds.
Where is it at and where?
Which United one of those States. Is the United States?
Not Mojave.
Atacama, Gobi, Sahara, Mojave. 8 seconds. Seven. Know. I'm going to pick Atacama. Nope, it's Mojave.
Oh, Mojave.
Yeah. Fucker. We're not on fleek. That's it. My game is over because I got it wrong.
Sorry.
Way to go.
Sorry to hear that.
Mojave.
Where is it?
It's got to be somewhere near Mexico.
Who the hell cares?
Dr. Harry Weiner has a question.
What's up?
Wolverine appeared for the first time in what comic series? Superman, Incredible Hulk, X-Men, or Spider-Man?
See, I think it's Spider-Man, but I think it's a trick question.
Yeah, either X-Men seems like it's the obvious answer.
And what were the other two? Superman and who?
Superman,
Hulk. Actually, you know what? I think it's the Incredible Hulk.
I'm going Hulk.
We're going Hulk there, Weiner.
Yeah, I think it's the Hulk.
All right, wait 2 minutes for his answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he playing me right now? I thought his phone was dead.
His phone is dead. He's on a
computer. This is a messenger.
He's in a chat room.
Oh!
Your boy.
Dr. Harry Weiner.
Mm-hmm.
He exists.
Dr. Harry Weiner.
He's real.
Could be anybody signing in under that name.
Yeah.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Yeah, who the fuck knows? I'm still waiting for this answer. I want to know now.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
I don't know. It's... Stop cursing because it'll block you from cursing.
Is it Cricket Man? Did you see the preview for Ant-Man?
Yeah.
With Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
Does it look good?
Actually does.
It doesn't look bad.
I just don't like the idea of Ant-Man.
Is it like a joke? Is it like blank?
No, Ant-Man's natural. To the blank station.
I love that movie.
What the heck was the chick's name?
Kimberly Johns.
The answer is the Hulk.
Nice.
Fucking A.
Good one. Your comic is on fleek, man. Your knowledge. Comic knowledge.
Wait, so fleek means on point. So if you say on fleek, you're saying it's on point?
I don't know, dude. I'm just...
I'm fleeking confused.
He's given like a bunch of questions.
Is he really?
Yeah. How many years did Nelson Mandela spend in prison?
Not enough.
Oh. Damn!
Holy what's shit!
It's like 50.
No, it wasn't 50 years. It was
like 30 then.
No, I think it was like 20 or 25 years.
I think 27, 23, 25. He only gave us three answers.
I would go 27. I think it's closer to 30.
I'll go with 25.
I'll go 25.
I don't know. He hasn't given
not any enough. Yet. Jesus.
It was a joke. Relax, you fucking asshole.
No, it's funny. I didn't expect that coming from you. Lying.
I thought you said he put up a bunch of questions.
Without the answers.
Without the answers. No, he's starting to write questions, I'm saying. He's on this one. He's probably going to write up another one. 27, 23, or 25 are the only answers he's given us.
Dr. Harry Weiner, get your shit together.
You got to be quicker on this, man.
There's a delay. Or as Missy would say, there's a
The answer is 27.
Nice.
Boom. Snap.
27.
Way to go.
50.
No.
50, yeah.
I don't know.
You're like 50.
Poor slut bitch.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Holy shit.
That was unnecessary.
That was rude, Marco.
That wasn't me.
That was you.
Who?
You.
It wasn't me.
It was you. I know.
Give fat fuck.
My soundbite game is on fleek. All right.
It's on what?
It's on fleek?
It's on fleek. Fleek. Fleek.
Fleck, isn't that the...
I'm going to say Fleck now.
Isn't that the Chevy Chase movie? Fleck and Fleck Lives.
You're an idiot.
You ain't nothing but a stupid hoe.
Shit.
My sound bites are on Fleck.
Ben Affleck.
Affleck. Yo, his Batman is Affleck.
Affleck.
Whoa.
Affleck.
It's like Missy last week. I don't know what you were trying to say, but you ended up throwing a quack in there out of nowhere. You were like, oh, quack.
What was invented first? What was invented first? Google, TV, iPhone, or radio?
Radio.
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 Radio. Mm-hmm. He gave the answer?
No, he didn't give the answer. I'm saying it's radio.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you don't remember TV in like the fucking Egyptian times? When they were building pyramids, they were used to watch the games on TV. Seriously? That is the dumbest question ever.
That is a dumb
question. How can Google or iPhone be in there?
I actually misunderstood the question because it was so dumb. I was like, wait, Google? Did you say Google TV?
It blew you off. Right, right.
Harry Weiner better step his game up. Your questions, my friend, are not on fleek. Dinosaurs appeared in what era, Missy?
It appeared in the 60s.
What's the options?
He didn't write them yet.
All right.
He'll get there.
It's not the Paleolithic era.
It's a trick question. There's no such thing as dinosaurs.
It's either the Paleozoic, Mesozoic, Precambrian,
Jurassic,
or Cenozoic. I'm going to say the Paleozoic. That's my
guess. Me too, because isn't a paleontologist study of dinosaurs?
That's why I'm saying I don't
two,
know.
Yo.
What?
I go two.
What's two?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you throwing gang signs at us for?
Missy is correct. It's the second one.
Which was?
Mesozoic.
So it's not paleo.
No.
No.
Damn it.
Whatever.
I was too chicken shit to answer.
Why?
Because they were all confident about Paleozoic, and I was thinking the same one you were thinking. I'm like,
it's okay to have my back.
Go with the dummy, man. Sometimes it pans out.
It's okay.
Go with the dummy. All right.
This is how many deaths have been caused by the First World War?
How many deaths?
Yeah.
Do you want a specific fucking number?
3,251.
No, that was 9/11.
2 million, 10 million, 18 million, 25 million. I guess overall death count.
Throughout the whole entire war?
Innocent people, soldiers.
What war is this?
First one.
Oh. I can't believe this is an actual question.
I don't know.
I'm going to say 2 million. That's my guess.
10?
I'm going to say
I think nobody gives a shit.
Done.
10. I'm just going to say 10.
Are we done with the questions?
Yeah, seriously. This is so bad.
Thanks, Dr. Harry.
We just killed the first hour with the worst podcast we've ever done in our history. This could actually give the fucking... This could actually give the...
Haitian Idol?
We'll come...
No, the St. Paddy's Day show.
Oh, money. Man, that was the worst.
That was so bad.
God, we'll 10 million is the answer.
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah. I rule.
What's rule?
I rule.
Why is
I got it right.
It's two in a row for Missy.
Ja Rule.
All right, that's enough questions.
No more questions. We'll come back strong.
We bored the shit out of people for an hour.
Yeah.
People learned and stuff.
Yeah, they learned.
They learned. Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
They learned we ran out of shit to talk about. That's what they learned. All right, we're done with the questions, Wiener. Come up with something else.
Reveal yourself.
No! Reveal yourself. Missy wants to see you. I want to know who you are. Come out. Come out.
He has a request. He'll reveal himself if you...
Flash your pussies!
Show us your badge!
Oh my god.
Fuck. He's still putting questions in.
Get your shit together, questions. Wiener.
What's he on fucking... Is he on like autopilot?
20 minute delay, apparently.
Jesus.
Fuck.
What are you looking at?
Fish.
What are you doing?
Seriously.
We need to regroup from this. Oh, my God. We need to regroup from this first really hour.
Look at this fish.
Fish, show me a titties.
It keeps swimming back in his hand. He keeps letting the fish go and then swim.
Cunt.
Jump, bitch. Oh, God. I said things.
Yeah, fish. Not even confident about it. Fish.
Fucking retards.
I just thought you were going to think I was stupid.
You know that you're the dumbest fuck ever met in the world.
See? And I was right.
Uh-oh. We got a moron here. Is that it?
I'm really fucking stupid.
You are such a fucking moron!
Jesus Christ. It's like an onslaught again. Mean. This always saves the show. We have nothing to say, and it just turns into let's play sound bites about Missy.
Yeah, let's.
Oh, somebody failed.
That was a fun sound.
He wants to see your. It censored it out.
It censors out?
Yeah. Probably say he probably wants to see your tits. Everybody wants to see your tits. I mean,
well, tell him to be clever.
Put those tits away. This isn't Africa. I'm hungry. Take those breasts out.
He wants to see your vagina.
No. Yeah. My no. It's a national treasure.
Fat cunt.
Straight it is.
You give me that pussy.
The look of it. The taste of it. The smell of it. The texture.
Oh my God! Gold member. Anything good happen to anybody recently, or fun, or interesting?
I went to the aquarium on Saturday.
Oh, fish! Did you go fishing at the aquarium Saturday?
Yeah, we got drunk first.
Which one? The Camden Aquarium. Did the fish have guns?
No.
Were they wearing bulletproof vests?
No. That would be funny, though.
That would be funny.
Like the penguins have little,
yeah, right?
Little jackets on.
They got the fucking little gun holsters bandanas underneath their fins or whatever.
That was fun.
Did you get in any trouble while you were there?
Nah. It was packed, though. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, because when we first got there, the line was so fucking long. There must have been 200 people waiting.
What was going on that was so long?
They had a dinosaur exhibit going on.
At the aquarium?
Mm-hmm. Like okay. Fish dinosaurs.
Fish dinosaurs, like, right.
Like swimming ones right. And stuff. And
fish dinosaurs.
Yeah. If you go Sunday, there's fish tacos in the tank.
But so we sat
fish
at
dinosaurs.
It's in legit.
Fish dinosaurs.
So
you're
sat,
just a woman with a small brain.
We sat in Victor and waited for the line to go down and got drunk.
What is Victor?
It's that bar that's right there.
Oh, I didn't know anything about it. I don't frequent Camden.
Well, I mean, it's a cool place. Victor's a cool spot.
It's in a nice, it's right across from the stadium, right? The baseball stadium.
Cables.
Yeah. Mm. She wasn't buying crack this time around.
Nah, I would never buy drugs in Camden again.
No, again?
I've moved up in the world, I hope. That's it. That's all I did. Mm. I went bar hopping all day.
How was the dinosaur exhibit?
Stupid.
It was stupid.
Mm-hmm. You don't believe him still?
No, it's not that. It was just like they made all these really cool looking statues and just kind of put them everywhere. And then there was like plaques that said like this dinosaur used to do this.
So no proof for you.
There was no fossils
there was plaques.
Or anything. There's plaques.
You didn't see any
like achievement
bones?
Awards or something?
Like plaques. No, like
best salesman of the month. Tyrannosaurus
that
Rex.
Like
T-Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yo, even though I got short arms, yo, I can still sell.
I sell like a motherfucker.
Right? My sales
game's on
fleek.
I was going to say fleck again.
These words are hard as shit.
Do you feel that you communicate with any of the animals at the aquarium?
Oh, here we go.
No.
Somebody ask that.
Oh, no? not the aquarium.
No.
Where?
The squirrels.
Where? Did you hear that?
What?
Oh, not the aquarium. Oh. Okay, where?
The squirrels. Remember we talked
about
squirrels.
I thought you meant like the zoo. You have a fun time.
Actually, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
I had
don't
a
lie.
Moment with this fish.
Okay.
Okay. It was a lionfish. And when when I was younger, we had a really big lionfish, but it got so big that we couldn't take care of it anymore, so we donated it to that aquarium, and this fish looked just like him. He looked just like Leo.
So you think maybe it's the same fish?
I mean, he kept following me around the tank and everything. I took a bunch of pictures of him. Do you want to
see? And you think it's, what's his name?
Leo. I mean, I feel like he would be dead by now because I was like 14 years old.
Yeah, probably. You're like 62 now, so.
Yeah, probably dead by now. It could be a different.
It was different, but I'm maybe sure it's a different spirit fish. Was in.
You think? You
I
think,
don't know the.
Did it have a name?
No. It was in.
Did you
tank.
Give it a name?
No.
Okay.
It was in the tank with
JoJo,
like,
the idiot circus boy.
It was in the tank with 10 other lionfish, but this one kept looking at me and following me.
Okay.
He was cute.
But you didn't have any communication with it. Like, he didn't. Like,
no, I mean, it's a fish.
As opposed to a squirrel.
Well, like, they're behind glass and in
so
water.
You can't really hear them.
Yeah, you can't hear
well,
them.
I don't understand. What kind of moment did you have exactly? What, would you lock wall eyes or did you lock eye?
He was just following me.
So you'd go one. Did you purposely switch directions?
Yeah, and I was like.
Did you try to fake him out?
Did you walk the way schools of fish swim? Like they go in like.
No. They were all over the place. They were all swimming in different directions.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
Coasting. And then he
did you happen to bend down towards the tank?
At one point, I think.
So it probably saw your cleavage. So it started following you after that happened.
I'm like, where are you going with that? I'm like, I think I bent down.
Big ass titties!
Do you want to see a picture of him?
Not really.
Yeah, sure.
Did you see what I posted with that thing that shot the squirrel off the deck?
Yeah, that was fucking horrible.
What happened?
Did you see what I wrote? Did you see it? All my friends were like, what the fuck?
Well, just tell me now. I mean,
it's a contraption when a squirrel goes on this guy's deck and they get near. He did it to fucking fuck with the squirrels, but it goes in this area and then all of a sudden it's like a spring load and it's an arm. It goes and shoots the squirrel. Off the
like
deck.
A catapult?
Like, yeah, it, like yeah. Forcefully.
Yeah,
like bad. Like the
instead of asking
like,
it to leave quietly.
No, like the squirrel probably is dead.
What was he on, like the 18th floor of a building or something?
No, but the way that it flicked it so
it flicked
fast.
It
did fleek it.
Does it hit it or does it just carry it?
It fucking hits it. Hits and it's at like fucking 60, 70 miles an hour.
That's kind of funny.
I gotta find
it's fucking not funny.
Have you seen my new squirrel gun?
Ugh. You're joking, right?
What do you mean?
You don't have a squirrel gun, do you?
No, I was saying this guy's probably like... Have
and they're
you
all
seen
laughing in the video. They're like, oh!
It is kind of funny.
It's so fucking wrong.
Is it? You think it's a squirrel you've talked to? Does it look familiar in the video?
It doesn't matter. It's not right, man.
It fucks up the squirrel, man.
It kills it. It has to kill the squirrel. It's horrible. And they like trap. They put like nuts so that the squirrel's like, oh, I'm so happy. Food. And then he takes it and then they flick him.
They flick him?
Catapult him. It's like a catapult.
Right, that's why I asked. Is it like a catapult?
Yeah. It's
and where does it end up going? Like in,
so far, you couldn't see.
It just shoots right. All you see is like little fur.
Yeah. It shot it so far that you didn't.
Does it shoot it straight up or does it shoot it like.
Sideways.
Like it kind of. It's like. It comes out and just. Like it smacks him
Show
off.
Show him the okay. video. I don't think he'll think it's funny.
No, I'm trying to. Yeah, he'll think it's funny.
No, he won't.
Oh, absolutely, Missy.
Then you guys are all
funny.
Fucked
Why?
Up in your heads.
Why?
Because it's wrong.
Up?
It's mean.
There's a million squirrels out there.
I don't have a relationship with squirrels like I do with cats.
It's different for you because you have a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally different.
But to hurt a defenseless animal?
Squirrels can attack people. You
but
know that?
But that squirrel, no. Like,
yeah, but you don't know what
it.
you didn't see the squirrel's jacket. You don't know what he's done in his past.
I don't know, man.
You know this squirrel
you
could
can't
have been.
Judge all squirrels just because there's.
But
a
how do you know the squirrel
squirrels.
Doesn't have like fucking two strikes on him already?
It doesn't matter. He didn't do anything. It was entrapment.
It doesn't sound like he got trapped. It sounded like he got fucking catapulted out
he
of there.
He did, but they enticed him with food.
I wonder if they took the video off, miss, because I can't find
Good,
it on my
Good, they should
own.
Have. I reported it as fucking fucked up.
You did?
Yeah. It's
really?
Wrong. Yeah.
Maybe they took it offline.
I was so mad at you for posting that on my wall.
Oh, you posted it.
I posted
yeah,
it for her.
Evil.
I said, yo, check this out. No, I was doing it so you could see it. I thought, I mean, who else am I going to fucking post it for?
Marco's going to get kicked off of Facebook. Fuck your squirrel.
No.
I shared it from somebody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, it wasn't through him. It was through somebody else.
Yeah.
That,
fuck that.
It was wrong, though. And then that seahorse thing that you posted? Jesus Christ. That, like, I had weird dreams about that.
What was there? A seahorse being raped?
It was a seahorse giving birth.
Oh. That's not big deal.
To, like,
that's
a million babies.
But that's nature, though.
It was spitting it out. Gross.
It was spitting it out gross.
Yeah. Yeah, because, oh, my God. Who
because when
the
a baby is delivered,
cares?
That's not gross.
Yeah, but it was different. There was like thousands coming out at once.
And the guy, so what? Have you ever seen a spider's eggs hatch?
No.
You know how many spiders pop out of that fucking
thing?
Oh, man. It's nasty.
Oh, God. Did you see it in person?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would throw up probably. Yeah. Over.
There's a squirrel appreciation day?
Yeah, it was the other day.
Was it?
Yeah. It was yesterday. It was yesterday.
Why is that a day?
There's a day for everything. There's a peanut butter and jelly day. There's probably
peanut butter and jelly's good.
There really is. It's ridiculous. There really is a day for everything.
Especially they do it for work. Like if it's like National Pretzel Day.
Well, how the fuck is Squirrel Day for work?
Yeah. What the fuck is the point of Squirrel Day?
Look at my computer.
So evil people don't catapult them.
Let me just mute that. You don't hear that. See the squirrels on there?
Right. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
You see the fuzz coming from the tail? It fucks that thing up. That thing,
it kills
it has
for sure.
To. Yeah.
Probably. Either that or it's got brain damage at this point.
Yeah. It's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of funny. I mean, the overall end result is not. Seeing that just disappearing like that is kind of funny. I'm sorry.
Watch Magician.
What?
Watch a magician.
Magicians don't make squirrels disappear.
There's probably a magician out there that makes squirrels disappear.
Not everybody can talk to squirrels.
They're not by being violent.
Not everybody can talk to squirrels, so.
You know a guy, like, last year got arrested because he ran over a goose in a parking lot? Like, you can't just
He did it on
that.
Purpose?
He says that he didn't, but the footage showed that he absolutely
He, like,
did.
Backed up after he hit it.
No, he fucking just full force just sped right in and killed a goddamn goose.
Oh, you see his feathers.
And he got put in jail for it.
Yeah.
I hope those motherfuckers get found and get put in jail for that.
You had them found?
Yeah, but
no,
you're not allowed to do that. Squirrels are different. Nobody gives a fuck about squirrels. Yeah.
What the fuck is the difference between a squirrel and a goose?
I don't know, but people,
one
you
flies.
Can't run.
What is one flies?
I don't know, man. It's wrong.
Feathers and fur. Bills.
It's cruelty to animals. That's cruel.
It is cruel.
That's what I mean.
I think the geese, I think they're like fucking stuck up. You know, they're just...
Yeah, I hate geese.
What? You can fucking tell their behavior, too? You're getting like her.
I've never talked to one.
Geese are stuck up.
I hate geese, too.
Squirrels are people to her.
Geese are violent.
They're nasty, man.
geese are violent.
What do you mean they're violent?
They're violent.
What the fuck? Is this on the new episode of Orange is the New Black or something?
No, one time.
Well, you can't go near them. I mean,
no,
of course.
No, listen. One time I fed this goose nachos and it was chill. But that was it.
So it just sat down next to you? And was
no,
like,
but it's
miss?
Like it's like boyfriend or whatever.
Did you give him cheese to dip nachos
like,
in?
No. But that was like standing guard, like you better not fuck with my girl. And then when I went to walk away, it was like, ah.
Fuck your couch, nigga.
Wait, so he knew you were a lesbian? Or
I don't know. He knew I was a threat.
Wow. How about that? A jealous goose.
It was terrifying.
What are you feeding nachos to geese for?
I don't know. I said, Kim, you want to feed these nachos to the
Oh,
geese?
You had her with you?
Yeah, and she said, God. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
You realize that goose is probably dead.
Why?
How do you know it can eat nachos?
It's flour. They eat bread.
We mean nachos isn't just flour, it's corn.
Geese eat corn?
How do you know they eat corn? When the fuck did you see them eat corn?
When I was younger and I used to fish with
because
corn.
Because she checked out their turds, obviously.
When I used to fish with corn and they would always eat the corn.
You used to fish geese?
I used to fish for fish in a fishing pond.
What did you just say?
I used to fish in a fishing pond.
Either you just stroked out or I did.
You did. I used to fish for fish. But the geese would always attack the can of corn and like You guys never use corn? I didn't use worms. It's mean.
Oh, fuck off.
Or hot dogs. I would use hot dogs, too, if I wanted a big fish.
What? Let me tell you something. Those hot dogs wouldn't even make the boat.
I know.
By the time we got to the boat, those hot dogs are gone.
Well.
Hot dogs.
I don't think the trout like big you ballpark.
You can catch good catfish with hot dogs.
God damn.
I caught a crab once with a hot dog.
Did you?
Yeah, on a string. A string and a hook. And a
you caught crabs from a hot dog? Is that what you call it, a hot dog?
God damn you.
Get the wrong hot dog, man. You're done.
I hate fishing, though, too. It's fucked up. I haven't fished since I was like...
Why? What's 13? Fucked up about fishing?
It's mean.
You like sushi, though, right?
I love sushi.
So how do you think they catch it? You think they ask it to jump on the plate?
No, I don't...
Do you mind?
No, if I was going to eat fish... like that I caught, I wouldn't mind fishing, but I don't eat the fish that I catch, so I don't like fishing.
Is it possible that you can't catch the fish because you're using shit bait?
No, I used to be able to catch a lot of fish.
I mean, you use everything under the sun except worms. Which,
I was good
what's
at fishing.
Catches fish? Hey, let's use cotton candy today. I use hot dogs.
What? That's normal.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. People use hot dogs all the time. To fucking fish. Especially in this area.
Never used a hot dog.
I've gone fishing quite a lot. My dad's an avid fisherman. I don't ever remember him using or even talking about using a hot dog.
He knows the fucking pack will be gone if he brings it with us. You know, he brings it with you on the boat.
But I'm not there with him every time he goes fishing. Oh. And he doesn't go on a boat.
And he doesn't use fucking hot dogs.
No, he doesn't use fucking...
Chicken they use for like crabs, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't go crabbing. Fishing.
Fish. Just fishing.
Saltwater fish.
Freshwater fish.
And he probably uses worms.
Right, but where...
Or steak or
so you use
too.
Hot dogs in salt water?
No, I just did that one time just to see if I could catch a crab.
But you make it sound like that's normal that people use hot dogs for bait.
Not in the ocean, but in regular...
Freshwater?
Yeah, in like rivers or lakes or ponds. People use hot dogs. I've seen it a million times.
It's got to be a trailer park thing because I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I'm not a big fisher.
Neither am I.
No, I'm just saying.
I've never heard
anything
like that.
Worms. They even have like the gummy looking worms. It's like basically it's not real. You know what I mean? You can use anything that you're supposed to use for fishing. You're not supposed to use hot dogs.
I have no idea, but I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Now, do you use beef hot dogs or pork hot dogs or turkey hot
dogs?
Turkey dogs.
The fish are on a diet.
Yeah, you want to catch a fat fish. Of course you want to catch a fat fish.
I got a fat fish before.
Are they kosher?
Was he really, really fat?
He was really, really fat.
Was
Sonny.
He really, really fat?
Yeah.
His name was Sonny?
His name was Sonny. Yes, his name was Sonny.
Why the fuck you calling me fat? He's in the mafia.
It's like Big Pussy when he was talking to Tony.
Oh, fish. Yeah, the fish. That?
It's time, Tone.
Home. Fuck. Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. That's crazy.
I have no idea if that is that's normal.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I've never heard that before.
It's not normal.
It's normal.
No, it's not.
I'm not the only person who's ever done it. So
I'm sure people have done it.
Okay. You've been with people. You've been with other people that done this, right?
Yeah, and I've seen other people do it as well.
Okay. Again, it's not normal because I don't trust anybody that you were with as being a pro fisherman or avid fisherman. Or, what the fuck? Did you just squeal, yawn? She did like a squeal yawn. She went like this.
Hi.
She took a drink. She opened up her mouth. She's like,
hi.
What is what that?
What the fuck? I'm trying to.
Hi.
Listen, people do it. God damn it.
People do what?
They fish with hot dogs.
Tourette's? Jesus Christ. You're out of control. I'm telling you, you use worms.
Fishing
that's
with
not,
hot dogs.
Why is... I don't understand. Why is... why is using worms cruel?
Because, man, it's living.
But you're trying to catch a fish.
I'm not going to kill the fish. Listen.
What do you catch the fish for? Just to put a hole in its fucking mouth?
Exactly. That's why I stopped doing it. Because we would just fish for fun.
You're a wormy cuss.
Use a worm.
Yeah, so no, I didn't want to kill anything anymore. And the fish weren't die, but they were like
You Shit. Pierced their fucking you mouth did, for them. Did you put a little ring in it? A little nose ring?
That's mean.
Put a little post, a little diamond. No. You know what I mean? But. Yo, this fish is fleek.
Yo, its gill game is fleek.
Yo, seriously, though. I think that those stupid little diamond nose rings, they're yeah. dumb as shit.
Yeah.
You might as well put one in a fish. That'd be kind of cool if someone caught one.
Diamond nose ring.
That's stupid. What do you think? I'm going to change my mind now that you tell me that?
What the fuck is... Why is spare it stupid?
Your I think it's an ugly thing.
It's ugly?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
What? It's just yeah. like an earring in your nose.
Yeah, exactly. It's an earring in your... Think of the sentence you just said. It's an earring in your nose.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So?
So, okay, well, what's wrong with putting a penis in your butt? Does it belong there? Then an earring doesn't belong in your fucking nose.
Yeah, but I love that.
Yeah, but I don't have any coke for you. You want to get a nose ring? Then do it like the fucking Aborigines do it. Put a big fucking hoop, like a bull, through your fucking
bone.
No, this is religious. Like people do it for religious reasons.
Aborigines are fucking. It's like a tribe.
Saying that. That this is like not just.
What are you, fashion? Aborigine? Yeah, I pray to Aborigine.
Shut up. Give up.
Hi.
I don't even think I was saying hi. I think I was.
I don't know what you said. You just like did a weird noise. You're like,
hi.
It's like a little aneurysm or something.
Something happened. I'm not sure. I'm unsure.
All right, let's take a break.
We're going to take a break.
Missy's on fleek.
Your outro game is on fleek.
Right? Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. You want to talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, Miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver.
Ding.
And wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing. One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals.
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Yeah, we're back. Bitches. Yo, coming into the show tonight, 107.9 out of that throwback stick is off the fucking charts.
It's off the fleek.
It is fleek. Like yo, their playlist is on fleek.
It's the bomb.com.
Fucking what an awesome station.
It is a great station. I actually, my alarm set to it every morning.
I don't understand. I can't believe people like...
I actually wake up on time a lot more now since I changed it to that station.
Yeah. Because
like I'll stay up to listen to the song. Because like, my God, I haven't heard this in like 12 years.
Yeah, man.
It's pretty cool.
I just wish all these knuckleheads today could have been exposed to that kind of music. Like the old school
yeah.
way of... I mean, they would play, we're playing Big Daddy Kane the other day. I was like,
wow.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, just that's...
Yeah, this morning I woke up, I heard, I am the Magnificent. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
There you go.
And I'm laying in bed. I'm like, I'm the Magnificent. What the
just like, I can go on and on for like a mile a minute. What's the other one? I got it made, Special Ed. I got it made. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was, oh, man, dude.
Followed by, I need a gangsta bitch.
I need a, or was it the edited version? I need a gangsta bitch.
Like his bitch. It's like part bitch. Russian.
Yeah, yeah.
I need a gangsta. Nitschke. What?
I need a gangsta.
I don't like this version. It's not Fleek.
Do you ever listen between, like, well, I guess on your way here, what time did you get here?
7:15.
Okay. So you hear they always do the sound bites that Chris always uses.
Which ones?
What?
Saul ones.
Oh, yeah, they use Saul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they use them like crazy.
Between during the song?
Stuff. Yeah, they throw them in the song. They do it for the...
That's not cool.
We're sewing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they use it.
Hip hopper.
Hey!
They use it a lot, though.
No, they're looking for a...
Oh!
Hip hopper.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh. Oh.
Where's that?
Oh, oh God.
Hey, that's funny.
They're looking for a morning show to fill in there and an afternoon show to fill in there. They're actually going to start putting like DJs on there now.
Yeah, I mean, that was only a matter of time, so.
Is that good, or should they just keep playing music?
I think they should keep playing music. Yeah. Playing the music. There's certain stations that shouldn't have talk shows. That's one of them.
If they keep it like 104.5-ish.
They're going to make it like Hot 97 in New York, and I don't want to hear that shit.
They talk a lot in the morning. It's all think? Talk, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear the artist on the radio talking. I want to hear them rapping. I want to hear the music.
They'll play the music, but it's not like constant. You know, they'll have the guy on.
I don't want to hear no bullshit. Besides, this is such a new station. Who are they going to fucking get?
Radio One is a pretty big company.
Yeah.
If they're going to dig up Tupac and Biggie, I'd love to hear them.
So, Tupac, are you still mad at Biggie?
Oh,
no, there'd be nothing.
I don't know. I don't know who they're going to get. They can always get, they can always, you know, get somebody and do it remotely and just a regular morning show. That's already on.
Dig up MC Ren.
MC Ren.
MC Ren shit.
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what would make a good morning show for
Ice Cube. Yeah.
Ice Cube?
Yeah. But he won't do it.
Yeah, I don't want it. I don't know. But it's such a great fucking
you imagine stage. That morning show? Ice Cube and Kareem Jesus?
Kareem Jesus.
So I'm watching, I don't know what news channel it was or something. It was like, you know, like world news or what. And they showed a clip of Will Ferrell getting dragged out of a Lakers game.
Right. Yeah. I saw it.
And I was like, what the fuck happened? Right? Like, seriously. And, you know, they didn't like tell you why. They were just saying, you know, Will Ferrell was dragged out of a Lakers game, and then they showed why he did it. There's a video of it.
Yeah.
He throws a basketball right at a cheerleader's face and knocks her out cold.
You're a big, fat, curly-headed fuck.
So I'm like, what's his fucking deal? Is he, like, on crack, you know? And it turns out they say after the fact that it's a movie.
Yeah.
And they were filming a movie. I'm like, why didn't they just start with that?
I know. You know? It's like he was filming a movie. No, they
yeah.
Dramatic.
I was like, come on. Because I was like, this is news.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know?
I think it's him and Marky Mark.
Yeah. I did like that other movie they were in together, the cop movie, whatever
the
that was.
Guys.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
I'm a peacock.
Have you seen the previews for the movie with him and Kevin Hart?
Yeah. I don't really know how I feel about it.
Really? You don't like Kevin Hart?
No,
at all,
I do. I love Kevin Hart. I think he's probably one of the best stand-up comics out there right now.
In movies?
You know what? I've only seen him in Ride Along, and like I love the older stuff he did, like when he was in 40-Year-Old Virgin. That was one of the best scenes in the movie.
Yeah, and they cut it out.
Like, he was funny. He was funny in Soul Plane, but Soul Plane sucked in, as a whole, you know?
Soul Plane.
Yeah, it was a bad movie, yeah, but yeah. I mean, he was sort of funny. Actually, he was kind of playing an uptight person, but...
You think he's gonna? You think he's in danger of overexposing himself?
Yeah, he's really flooding the market. I mean, he's not. I feel like he's just taking any role that comes his way.
That's not true.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now, I understand doing a role with Will Ferrell. I mean, that's a good thing, right? But I don't know. From the commercials, it doesn't look that appealing to me. And then I saw this other one that he just came out with. I didn't see it. The Wedding Ringer.
Yeah.
And I think that's a little bit more, you know, I guess understandable. I guess. I don't know. I don't know how to put it, but I don't know. It's just like everything Kevin Hart. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, he was on Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago, and I watched it, and it was awful.
Yeah.
You know, he was really bad. Not him. The skits were just horribly written.
Yeah, I mean, he don't make the skits.
No.
All those dudes make it.
No. I mean, there was one skit that was really funny. It reminded me so much of the Chappelle Show, where they filmed him and the two other black guys on the show, and they were outside on a street corner, and they were sitting there, and they were like acting all hard and ghetto and shit, you know, and people walking by, yo, what's up, you know, and they start talking, and next thing you know, they're talking about like girly shit, but they make it sound like thug, you know, and like they're talking about like, you know, poems and stuff. Like, he wrote a poem for his girl, and they were like, oh, that's good. That's some good shit. You know, like, it was funny. And then the one black dude said something girly, which was right along the lines of everything they talked about. And then the other two were like, oh man, that's some gay shit right there. Like, they finally turned on him or whatever. And it was just, that was like the funniest thing that they did. And I'm like, that was good. And I'm thinking he probably had a hand in that one, you know, writing that one, but. Yeah, it's I don't know. There's a lot of Kevin Hart, and I wish he would do something. I think he could just do so much more in movies. You know what I mean? Like, I watched that one movie he did with one of those Tyler Perry type movies. It was on one day. I left it on. I was like, this isn't bad.
Was it like the next day? No.
It was the one where him.
The dude from the barbershop?
It may have,
Ricky.
He's
funny as fuck in that movie.
Yes.
Think Like a Man.
Wasn't the girlfriend of his in that movie the girl from Scary Movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's the one. They kept fighting, but they were in love with each other.
He was so fucking funny in that movie. I was pissing myself.
See, that movie ended up being really funny to me. I was like, wow, that's really good. And that's kind of more along the lines of what I want to see. Mm-hmm. Like that kind of, you know, acting from him. Like, Ride Along was so, I don't know, it was just so.
That's the role he plays in every movie, though.
So what?
I don't mind.
Typecast gets old after a while.
After a while, though, he is going
to. He'll do something different.
I mean, I don't want him to do like a movie he's going to win an Oscar. I'm not asking for that because it probably won't be entertaining.
Well, they offered him, I forget all the details, but they offered him a movie where he was going to play a gay man. And he turned it down.
He said,
obviously.
I'll never play again.
Yeah, he said that. Well, he didn't say it rude, though.
No, but that's how he feels.
Like, I don't think I could play a gay man, period. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
So he'll do something that'll broaden him out of that.
It's not even that. Like, I like when he does. Like, we were just saying, that one movie was really funny. But, like, I didn't think Ride Along was as funny as his character in the other movie. And I don't see how these other ones is coming out with, like. And it also kind of seemed like ripoffs off of movies that have already been made.
Yeah.
You know, like The Wedding Ringer kind of reminds me of Hitch a little bit.
It's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then that other one that's coming out with Will Ferrell reminds me of that horrible movie that Deuce Bigalow did, where he was going to prison.
I didn't see that.
I saw it. There were some funny parts, but it wasn't a good movie. And it kind of reminds me of that a little bit. Like, he was training to be tough so he can make it in prison, like that kind of thing.
Oh.
It also reminded me of Let's Go to Jail, or Let's Go to Prison. That's what it's called, with
Dax Shepard.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like, it seems like a ripoff of a movie that already came out. Like, I was kind of hoping to see something, like, at least Ride Along was somewhat
different.
Yeah. You know? And I like Ice Cube. But I didn't like him in that movie.
He was
fucking
like,
unlikable dick in
he
that
was
movie.
Very unlikable. Yeah. And it wasn't like in like 21 Jump Street.
No, like that was awesome. Right, right, right. That was funny as shit.
Yeah, you just like constantly just hated Ice Cube.
I do like Kevin Hart though. Like his stand-ups are great. Like I have the Comedy Channel on Pandora and I favorite every one of his stand-ups that come on. So more of his shit keeps popping up. And some of the stuff he talks about, when he talks about his family, it's the best.
My friend Melissa wants to take me to see Bob Saget's stand-up like next month or something.
Bob Saget is a dirty motherfucker. You would have never thought that shit watching Full House or America's Funniest Home Videos.
I always think of him in Half Baked. Yeah, like always when he says that.
That's
like,
more of his like style his comedy, speed, right? Yeah.
I'm excited.
You ever suck dick for cocaine or whatever the fuck it was? Yeah, when the fuck is Dave Chappelle going to start working again?
I don't know.
I mean, is he just done?
He's been on a tour.
For a couple years, but I mean, like, at least show me a fucking comedy special or something. Like, seriously, dude.
He does interviews and that's it.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that no more. Just do something funny again.
He did Radio City for like 7 days straight or something like that.
Yeah, but
He's probably going to come out with a special from that, though.
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
Yeah, why wouldn't, if he has such a successful show, why wouldn't a network say, hey, you know, we'll give you another show?
I'm sure somebody's offered him something.
I'm sure. He just probably didn't take it.
I mean, if he didn't want to do Chappelle's show anymore,
why would he
take something else?
What a fucking shame.
What was his reason of not wanting to do it?
Because he thought he was undermining black people.
Yeah.
Which he had to know that going in. The very first episode was
why people love the show.
The black white supremacist. Yeah. I mean, yeah, how do you not, you know?
He said that I watched this interview that he did recently, and he said that he really started, like, losing who he was and why.
Yeah, I heard the same thing on an older interview. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's okay. You can freak out like that.
Oh, fuck that. That's,
I don't know. For that much money. Yeah, for that much money.
Well, once he gets his shit together, then he'll get back.
He's not going to get his shit together.
Yeah, it's taken him how long?
Yeah, it's been, what, fucking 5 years
now? See how jacked he got?
Jacked, really?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yep. He went from weed to steroids?
Fucking jacked.
Well, listen, when you don't have a job, you can fucking work out all day.
Yeah, it's. I don't even know if I can actually see him now like that because I'll probably get the same kind of reaction. Like when I first saw Dr. Dre after like 12 years, he used to be a chubby motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
Like, now he's so like,
he's not skinny. He's huge. He's like a fucking wrestler.
He was doing the pull-ups in that video.
I was like, what the? That's not Dr. Dre. That's like his fucking, that's Terry Crews. What the fuck? That's another one who's flooding the market. Terry Crews is all over the place.
I think you got to strike when the iron's hot, man.
Well, for him, I agree.
Any of them. I mean, who knows? Kevin Hart might not even
be relevant
you
can't,
in 10 years.
You can't say that because Dane Cook did the same thing, and now he's like, his 15 minutes were up. He took everything that came his way, and he just, you know, shit the bed.
Made a ton of money doing it, though.
I don't know, man. He doesn't seem like he's got that kind of money anymore.
Didn't his brother steal all his money or something?
I heard some weird shit like
that. That sucks.
His brother stole a lot of money. I think like $2 million. I'm sure he's not struggling.
Well, I mean, struggling in the sense of look at Louis C.K. He's got longevity. He's been pretty big for a while now. I mean, he's got a good run going. He's still, you know, near the top, if not the top. You know, and then you got a couple other guys that are like in his in his like boat. But then you got like, did you see that fucking awful show? I tried watching, I couldn't. It was a comedian. He did a show exactly like Seinfeld. It was on Fox. It was the name of the show was His Name.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. The real skinny white dude, right?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, I never watched it. It didn't look funny.
It was a newer version of Seinfeld.
What was it called? Is the one Joe DeRosa was writing for?
I don't fucking talk to Joe DeRosa. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
It's probably why he failed.
Well, I want to say his name's like Nathan something. The Nathan something show. or something. I don't know. He does the same thing, though. He does stand up on the show in the beginning and in the end. And in between, he's in this little fucking apartment. It's almost like the same set. The refrigerator's on this side. Like, it's weird. It's like, this is like watching, it's like deja vu, except it's a really bad version of it.
It's a younger and less Jewy version of Seinfeld.
Yeah, like, I don't remember.
It didn't even last a full season.
Right? No, I think it got canceled like three episodes in or some shit like that. Yeah. It was really fucking bad. And I think he even had like some big actor names in there too with him. Like whoever played his dad was like a well-known actor, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I've just seen previews for it. I've never watched it.
Fucking terrible.
Didn't interest me even a little bit.
I wanted to see it because, you know, I figured it to me in the commercial looked like Seinfeld. So I was like, let me see what this is. And his stand-up is not, he's not that good. He's kind of corny. You know, he's a little cornball about shit. No, no. At least Seinfeld was, you know, like Jewy clever. You know what I mean? Like, he was funny. He in his own right. But this guy was really boring. Like, just...
How do people like that get shows?
I guess they know somebody.
That bad.
They know somebody. I mean, look, man, there's shows sometimes that are good that get canceled, but that show was just... I can't believe it got greenlit. Like, Fox has been really pumping out new shows, like, left and right. And they don't seem... It's like they throw a bunch of shows out there.
Hoping one hits.
Right. And then they're reeling back other shows.
I think this country's so weird that you never know what people are going to like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, they struck gold with a couple of their shows, but, you know, they're doing the same thing that just about every other network's doing. They're putting a little bit of everything. They're putting some comedy. They do some reality TV. They do some whatever. And it's like, you know... But they're throwing a lot of garbage out there, too. But they seem to be doing well because I heard a couple of their main shows are winning awards and shit. There's that one show with Zoe Deschanel.
New Girl.
Yeah, the parent. Everybody talks about that show. Hilarious. And it's got what's his name? Son? Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. I watch it.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah. The guys are fucking. Like, she's kind of annoying. It's the same
of course she's annoying. She's a girl. No offense, miss.
She's all right. She's funny sometimes, but the guys are fucking hilarious. Like, you could probably relate to some of the shit they do.
I'm not black.
No, he's the only black guy. Oh, no, there's another guy who's black. But two black guys, two white dudes. Okay. But the shit they get into is fucking really? Funny. Oh, yeah.
Like Chris got me hooked on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, although lately it's been hit or miss. Sometimes I've been bored with it.
Yeah.
Like, the first season was awesome.
Andre Brower is really funny
in
the show.
He's the best part of the show.
And Terry Crews is really funny in the show. The rest of them, eh.
Yeah, Terry Crews is kind of a pussy now, more than ever in the show. But Andre Brower is the best thing about that show.
He really is. He's so funny.
Let's get some street meat. Like, he does not make another... Like, he doesn't make any facial changes. He's just a constant. And his voice never changes. So he's like, I am laughing. Like, that's how he is, and that's what's funny. They could do a show about just him, and I would watch it. And he's gay, which is awesome, because he's sitting there, and he's like, does he call him my husband or my wife?
I don't remember.
I don't know, but he'll say the name of I forgot what his significant.
I don't think he says wife.
Okay, I could have sworn he said wife or something. I don't know. My wife will love this. Like, it's I don't know, it's weird. But, yeah, I mean...
I like that show, though. I think it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched every episode so far, but lately it's been really hit or miss. Like, some episodes are really good, and some are kind of boring. You know, like, I don't know. It's kind of getting annoying with the one girl, the kiss-ass.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting really irritating to watch.
She's so fucking hot.
She's good-looking, but she's just annoying. Her character's so annoying.
That dude's in it, too. Give me all you got! Give me all you got. Adam Sandberg was in that movie with him too. He sets him up on dates or something like that. What the fuck was
Wait,
that?
Wait, what?
You
talking about the catcher from Beer League?
No. The catcher from Beer League. But he's in that movie.
Oh, you want to go tough guy? You want to go? Yeah. You want to go tough guy?
Yeah. he's Adam Sandberg's gay in this movie. It's I Love You Man. I Love You Man.
Remind me, who's in this? Because it sounds like something I've watched.
Jason Segel, right?
Jason Segel, yeah. They like Rush.
Yes.
And he sets him up on mandates.
Oh, yeah,
he's
at
the soccer
game. He was one of the men.
Okay. Give me all you got. Give me all you got.
Yeah, I would have never remembered that shit. I forgot about that movie.
Yeah. That's the dude. Yeah, he's also from, Beer League.
I'm still sticking to the same old shows that I've been watching. There's a few new I've added, but for the most part.
Have you gotten into Gotham?
I'm still watching it. That's another one, hit or miss.
See, I love Gotham.
Yeah.
I think it's so fucking good.
See, I don't know. It's like hit or miss, man. Like, I'm not a fan of some of the shit they do. It's just kind of weird. I'm not used to it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not accustomed to that. Those story changes. Like, Fish Mooney doesn't exist.
No, she doesn't.
That's what I mean. It's like, who is this fucking wacko chick? Get her out of here. Like, it just doesn't, I don't know.
I mean, you know the comics better than I do. Did they start with Bruce Wayne as a child? The comics?
No.
Okay, then.
No.
I mean, you could say no, she doesn't exist, but they started with Bruce Wayne as an adult.
Well, this is what we were talking about outside. The whole J.J. Abrams thing with Star Wars. Mm-hmm. He decided to throw George Lucas's story out the window and write his own.
But they're doing a story before the story actually started.
Right, but in the comics, they always flashed back to his childhood at certain parts, like when his parents were murdered.
Right.
You know, and then certain parts where he was, learning how to deal with fear. And all that bullshit. And the kid that plays Bruce Wayne is fucking irritating.
It's
reminding me of that fucking douchebag kid that played Anakin Skywalker in the first episode. Right. In the pod racing one. Oh my god.
That movie fucked that kid's career up.
I wanted that kid's head to fucking cave in. I was hoping he'd crash into a mountain with that stupid thing. Jesus. God, he was annoying. Him and Jar Jar Binks. The most irrelevant, useless character in movie history.
Jar Jar Binks. He's in the like you.
Ridiculous. My girlfriend's bugging me about, she wants me to go see 50 Shades of Grey with her.
Oh, God.
I have absolutely no intention of going. The good thing is that she's already going with friends. Like her sister and friends.
Oh, then why does she want you to go?
Because she wants me to watch it. And I'm just like, let's just watch porn. It's better. You know, they'll show more. It'll be a little bit more interactive. You know what I mean? Like, I seen the previews for this movie. And from what I understand, they cut a lot out from the book. So what's the big deal about it then? You know what I mean?
Oh,
the girl is not attractive in the movie.
She's not supposed to be.
Well, they did a great job.
She's supposed to be like mousy. Plain.
I like that. Mousy.
Yeah. I have no interest in seeing it.
No?
No.
Fucking me. How boring.
I really hope that they.
It looks horrible.
I really hope that it doesn't do. I hope it doesn't.
It's going to do.
It's going to do. Yeah. It's no, going to make a shit ton of money.
I hope it doesn't win the opening weekend in the box.
Because
that other movie opens up the same night that looks kind of cool. That Kingsman. The Kingsman, whatever, Secret Service or some shit, with Sam L. and a bunch of British people.
Mm, 50 Shades.
It looks really good, though. It's like the X-Men guy, he made it, and I don't know, somebody else made it, somebody else big made it. But it looks really good, and it opened up the same night, so I'm kind of hoping it beats it.
Has no chance. No.
Yeah. It doesn't have a chance because it's Valentine's Day weekend, so it's going to be geared more towards.
It fucking is opening up Valentine's Day weekend.
Of course. Yeah, on the Friday before. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, that is
February 13th is a Friday. That's when it opens up.
Oh, my God.
That's the whole thing. This movie's been done for ages. They've been waiting for this specific weekend.
I thought it's been done.
Which I don't understand because what the fuck does Valentine's Day have to do with fucking violent sex?
Maybe that's like, something to do with the storyline. Maybe it's because it's a woman holiday. And
a lot of bitches getting pregnant that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting pregnant.
They're gearing it towards fucking your cliche fucking, Yenta. He's got nothing else better to fucking do than go out and watch 50 Shades of Grey.
I mean, a lot of my friends want to go see it. I've never even read the book, so.
Yeah, well, Jax was originally cast for that part.
I fucking would have saw it then.
That's why I always see what you would say.
I mean, my best friend, Melissa, she keeps texting me, and she's like, why didn't Charlie Hunnam take that role.
He couldn't. That's why he didn't. Yeah. He couldn't.
But yet. She was like so.
He was too busy doing.
Well, she just started watching Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
So she, because I kept telling her to watch, to watch, to watch. She finally started watching and she was like, oh my God, this guy. And I was like, yeah, well, he gets hotter. And she's like, what? And I was like, yeah. Because she saw us on the first season when he's had like annoying long hair. I hated him in the first season. I kind of hated him until Opie died, to be honest with you.
Oh, God, you got to bring that up?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Come on. Opie died? It's been forever. I just started watching at this point.
Just started watching it. Fuck.
You already knew that.
I knew he died. I didn't watch it. Yeah. Opie.
But there's, there are all these billboards. You probably saw them. They say Sons of Liberty. It's like a show that's going to be on the History Channel.
Yeah.
And on one.
Has nothing to do with Sons of Anarchy.
No, no. But I.
I saw a an actual commercial did you? For it. Yeah.
Did you see it's that Hank weird. Plays Ben Franklin from Hank from Breaking Bad? Is Ben Franklin?
No, I didn't see that. Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of
He
odd.
Actually kind of looks like him, though.
Well, yeah, he's fat, he's bald. All you got to do is throw a fucking half a wig on him and
glasses.
Yeah, but
he had, like, the little glasses. I don't know. It freaked me out. I was like, hey, it's Ben.
I don't know, man. That's kind of weird. And they're playing, like, current music in the commercial, which is
really?
Weird. Yeah, it just doesn't. It's kind of like the American Horror Story.
Really?
Where they play current music from the 50s, and it's like they're playing 80s rock in it or some shit. It doesn't make any sense. I finally watched the rest of that bullshit. It sucked.
What, the American Horror Story this season? I didn't watch last night's, but
it wasn't anything to be happy about.
No, I mean, I think the season's okay. It's not as good as the other seasons.
I've only watched one other one, and I didn't even finish the end of it. So I don't know. I think I'm giving up on that. It reels me in the beginning, and then I lose interest. Like, it doesn't hold my interest too long.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and watch that Coven one.
Yeah, like I bailed, man. I don't know. I think I'm done with that. I'm excited for next week, though. The Americans come back on. America.
Yeah, America.
America. Americans come back on. That show is badass.
So good.
You see they're ripping off the Americans? There's a show on, like, NBC or something.
Yeah.
It's this kid. Well, not kid. He's a young guy who works. He's in some sort of politics or whatever. He works for the government. He tries to help the government find, like, you know, bad guys around the world. Well, his parents turned out to be Soviet, like, spies. And they have to basically turn him into one. Like, it's just, I mean, the plot line's kind of cool, but it's like, yo, this is already on FX.
Right.
You know?
Pretty much where it seems like that's where this season of The Americans is going. Like, all the trailers are them talking about telling the daughter about who they are. It's kind of weird that they wrote pretty much the same show.
Yeah, there's no original ideas anymore.
I guess the big networks, they see FX doing it. They're like, oh, let's just,
you know
something similar.
It's so funny because FX was like literally the pioneer of a certain type of TV. Nobody was doing anything like FX was doing. Like when The Shield was on, there was no show like The Shield.
Rescue Me was fucking...
There was no show like that. Now you got shows literally copying plots and like the violence, and even some of them are saying words they're not supposed to be saying because you know, it's like, wow, like really, you know, they all will make fun of FX for being this pansy ass station, and
they got the good show,
they're the most copied one out of all of them, you know. I mean, you can name 10 different cop shows that copied off The Shield. You can name, you know, that Chicago Fire is very similar to
Rescue Me,
but it's nowhere near as funny.
It's not supposed to be funny.
Yeah, it's more dramatic.
The drama.
You know, Chicago PD to me is almost like The Shield in the sense where the lead cop is dirty, and you know, there's a lot of struggle with him staying clean and going back to being dirty. It's, you know, but it's a good show. I don't think it would have ever existed if The Shield was never made.
Quite possibly.
You know? So, I mean, you can go for just about, like, I'm waiting for the show that's going to bite off Tyrant. You know that's going to happen.
Probably.
Definitely. Definitely, because it's like current events, pretty much. That's, you know, it's a different spin on something. and they're going to probably spin it all. It's probably going to be a Showtime show or something.
Maybe that show will actually use Middle Eastern people in it.
Yeah, I know. That really bothers you, doesn't it?
What bothers me is if they're in a Middle Eastern country and it's all Middle Eastern people around, why are they speaking English? Like, I know it's for us, but it still just doesn't make sense.
Would you rather them speak the real language and have the English subtitles?
I probably wouldn't watch it with subtitles. I'm just saying it's a part of the show that irritates
me. So there
me.
Is no peace in you.
No.
Yeah, FX got that string of all that. Yeah, they put together a string of great fucking shows. Too bad it's coming to an end once Bobby Kelly's show comes on. He's going to kill that fucking string.
Set I don't think so, man.
No, Dennis
I don't think so.
Dennis Leary's attached to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary's had show failed before.
I know he has, but I don't know. I don't.
He hasn't had the fucking show killer on it.
Yes, he has.
Who?
Bobby Kelly was on the episode of what was the show that got canceled?
Oh, the
Jobs or
the Job?
The Job. The Job.
Yeah, yeah.
He played a
Why?
He played. Did you ever see that clip of him?
No.
He had hair.
Really?
Yeah, he had like his hair. He played a like a hotel concierge or whatever. Yeah, and he had like a weird accent. He was playing like a foreign guy.
Nah, really?
Couple episodes later, they announced they're not renewing.
Doesn't Dennis Leary know better than the?
He didn't kill Louie.
You're right. He didn't.
Not yet. It's always possible.
Bobby was on what, the second season of Louie, and they're on like the fifth now.
The writing was so good on that show that it just powered through. Powered through that. People overlooked that.
Bobby Kelly was on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying
Bill Buckner episode.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Buckner. You fucking cocksucker. Uh-huh. What happened? Is Curb back on the air?
No.
He's a show killer.
What the fuck? Curb was like my favorite show. Bobby ruined it.
Bobby the Showstopper Kelly.
What the fuck, man?
It's like a boxer. Put up your TV Dukes, you cocksucker.
Oh, man.
Now that you said that, I really don't like Bobby anymore.
Dude, I'm telling you.
He killed one of my favorite shows.
He killed Dane Cook's career. He did. He did all his major stand-up stuff. He did the HBO stand-up thing with him. He was in...
Good Luck Chuck.
Yep.
Movie went right down the shitter. And that was the movie that they gave him like one more movie after that and he was done. They haven't given Dane Cook another fucking movie. He, as a matter of fact, Dane Cook can't even get coffee for people that are in a movie right now.
Oh, man.
I mean, look at Joe DeRosa. He killed his career, too, and even though he didn't have much one. I hope Rob's listening. You realize he's going to bring down Riotcast single-handedly.
I'm not taking the blame for that one.
Showstopper. Marco started it. Bobby Kelly finished it.
So in a roundabout way, it's Marco's fault if this goes down.
That is true.
Marco's not responsible for the TV shows or movies getting fucked up.
No, but I'm saying just for Riotcast. Oh, yeah. He brought Bobby on. If Bobby kills it.
I brought the Black Cloud into the Riotcast.
Mm-hmm. He killed our show. Once he got on, we were completely... an afterthought.
Well, we were no good.
We were sort of important in the beginning when we were one of four. Bobby joins, we're nobody.
Yeah, at one point we were the fourth best show. Now we're like 11th.
Holy shit.
Wow. Bobby Machine Gun Kelly. Just taking everybody down.
R. Kelly just pissing on everybody.
Yeah, right? R. Kelly.
Let's see how many seasons of sex, drugs, and rock and roll last.
I'm really rooting for this show.
So
like I'm actually very anxious to watch the show. I'll watch anything that Dennis Leary.
I'm in the same boat. After Rescue Me, I'll definitely.
But I will be really upset though if the show stinks, and I will not hold back on this.
Dude, if it stinks
on this
stinks.
Show, if it stinks,
what are you gonna do?
Yes, stink.
Maybe they'll kill off Bobby's character in like the second episode.
Wouldn't that be funny if he didn't make it through the first episode?
I think he's the butt of a lot of jokes in that show.
Really?
Yeah. Fat jokes.
Oh, good.
That's what I gathered. I don't know. You know, the overweight drummer deal.
The overweight drummer.
That's what he is. He plays the overweight drummer of the band.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Can he play drums?
He took lessons. I think he
drum can play drumsticks.
Wait, like the chicken or the ice cream cone?
Both. One in each hand.
Does he have a wig?
He wears a wig. I think they put him in a wig on something. I think, hold on a second. Wait a minute. I think they do put him in a wig. Let me see. Hold on a second.
Is his wig Fleek?
I don't know if the wig game's on Fleek. I don't. I really don't. But yeah, he's the drummer of a fucking band.
You think Bobby Kelly had anything to do with the Chappelle Show?
He was a writer on the third season.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude, he looks like a fucking tranny.
What the fuck?
Bobby with a wig. And he's got his fucking butterfly collared shirt on.
That's our new logo.
You think?
Yes.
The Jerks. He looks like a.
I'll forward it to you.
He looks like a. He looks like a fat Iggy Pop.
Doesn't he? Fat Iggy Pop.
Iggy Popsicle.
Iggy Pop Tart. Holy shit!
What the fuck? Oh my god!
He looks like an old German woman. He does, man. That's some scary shit. Quacksucker.
You motherfuckers.
That's why the show's going to be canceled.
Him in a wig?
Yeah.
And a seersucker suit?
Wow. That's so fucked up.
Yeah, man.
That is the sickest picture.
There's a hot chick that's on. I think she plays Dennis Leary's daughter. She's fucking hot. Liz Gillies? Is that her name? No, I think her name's Liz Gillies.
Liz Gillies. That's a weird sounding name. Does that sound attractive? Liz Gillies.
No.
Liz Gillies.
Sounds like somebody I want to punch.
You might have the opportunity because she's probably going to be unemployed.
I'm going to Google her face.
Yeah, don't
Google her face.
You figured they would do the background check. We got who's our drummer? Bobby Kelly. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's, wow. That's crazy. He could be responsible for many implosions in Hollywood. Which show would you like Bobby Kelly to be on so it gets pulled off the air?
He's like, he could be a mercenary.
I'd like to see him on American Idol.
Yes!
What's he going to be, a judge? Or actually, he's got to be a judge. Right?
No, he's going to be Ryan Seacrest.
He could be on America's Got No Talent.
Oh, my God.
You're stepping on Joe Matarese's toes when it comes to America's Got No Talent.
So you think you can act?
Jesus Christ.
He could have been on Tons of Anarchy.
Tons of Anarchy.
Oh my god.
Last Comic Standing.
Breaking Bad scripts.
Breaking Bad acting.
Making bad decisions.
I was going to invite you guys to the red carpet, but fuck you guys.
I couldn't go anyway, so shove it up your ass. Red carpet.
His career, The Walking Dead.
Missy's just being quiet.
I'm like, oh man.
Did you Google that girl's face?
Yeah, she's hot.
Is she?
She's real hot.
Is she hot? Is she hotter than the girl in Wolf of Wall Street?
She's a different kind of hot.
Okay. That girl from Wolf of Wall Street.
She's really, I just, hot. I went through a bunch of pictures.
Liz Gillies. What do you think?
She's hot.
Different type of hot, though.
She's
right?
got a weird cherub chin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
She smiles weird.
Yeah, it's kind of like she's got like a beefy chin. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, everything else is gorgeous, but...
It's free when you rest like your nuts. You just rest your nuts on her beefy chin.
No, dude, it's like the jawline's all beefy. It's weird. It's got a weird, like... She looks like one of those porcelain dolls, like, underneath there. She's hot, though. I'm not taking anything away from her.
Not to worry. She won't get another job in Hollywood.
Yeah, she's young. She'll be fine.
I think Margot Robbie's way hotter than her.
She's a different kind of hot.
That was hot, too.
For sure. Like, you wouldn't be able to compare them to each other.
Well, I can compare.
Well, you could, but it would be unfair.
Oh, God, I hope Kevin Hart doesn't use Bobby Kelly in any of his Or he'll have, like, 13 minutes of fame. He won't even make it to the full 15.
Yeah, Dane Cook, Jessica Alba was in that movie, so she hasn't heard from
her career died, too.
She just had a bunch of kids.
She's a whore. No, her career literally died after that movie. She didn't really do much else.
Poor slut bitch.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. You know what? Bobby Kelly shook hands with fucking Tony Soprano.
Oh, my God.
He probably killed him, too. He walked by the set Gandolfini was working on. Everybody just drops dead. He's like the fucking Grim Reaper. He's the Grim Reaper of Hollywood.
It was probably Bobby's idea, the ending of The Sopranos.
The cameraman died. That's why it went black.
Bobby probably tripped over the fucking wire.
Oh, my God.
He ate all the onion rings before the scene was finished.
We ran out of onion rings.
My bad.
I need ham.
I got to say, though, his stand-up special was fucking funny.
Do you have a new one?
Yeah.
When?
It was on.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I missed it.
Down the ground. Yeah,
I missed
it. Well, I was on it at midnight where all the talented people come on at.
I'll probably watch you on the man.
That's fucked up.
It was
they
funny.
Put it on at midnight so they can run it unedited.
Yeah, for the most part, they had to edit a couple things, but
yeah, him having lunch right in the middle of the fucking stand-up.
Oh my God, there was a show that I absolutely loved that used to come on Showtime. It was called The Green Room with Paul Provenza. Yeah. It was kind of like a Tough Crowd. It was very similar. It was great,
right?
And I shit you not, the episode before the final episode, that because it never came back on, Bobby Kelly was in the opening credits at the Toronto Comedy Festival. They show, because they always show comics in the opening credits of wherever they're at. Right. And the one before the last episode, the Toronto Film Festival, Bobby was there. And we actually had talked to him, I think when he got back or right before he went on the show. And they showed him on there.
Yeah, I don't
and
think
then
he
one
was
more
aware
episode
of it.
Right. After that, done.
Done, right?
Oh, he killed God. That show, too.
He doesn't kill radio.
The Black Room.
He doesn't kill radio because he's always on O&A. And,
well, you know. There's no O&A anymore.
OJ.
There's O&J. Yeah. So he killed Anthony.
Yeah.
He killed his career.
He was on Anthony's show a couple weeks ago.
He could end up bringing down all of Sirius.
He can bring down civilization. He's worse than Skynet. He should be in the next Terminator movie.
Was he ever on Heroes?
That way, if he's on the next Terminator movie, all the Terminators will die. Schwarzenegger will die. Get out.
Wow.
Did we just seriously just rip him for 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything for us anyway. It's fine.
Well, I'm not a hateful motherfucker.
No, we're just fucking around. Come on.
I'm just having fun.
Everybody knows he's talented.
I'm breaking his balls.
But I really facts think, are facts.
Honestly, I really think that show's going to do well.
Yes, you're right. Facts are facts, though.
Even after that picture?
There's a serious pattern that we are not bullshitting about. I know it's funny. Yes, it's funny. We're laughing. But there's truth behind what we're talking about.
I'm sure he's
about.
Been on things that haven't been canceled.
Like what? Well, Louis is the only thing he hasn't killed yet.
That's overpowered by great writing. You know?
True. And he doesn't have anything to do with the writing.
And he's not a regular, per se.
Right.
Right. Although, movies is really no regular. Movies is just
no. Parts.
Yeah,
he
had
Louis.
Bit parts that killed movies.
Yeah. That's what I mean. He was in the opening credits of a Showtime show, and he killed it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's not good.
Why does America hate Bobby Kelly?
No, America doesn't hate Bobby Kelly. The crazy thing is America doesn't know who Bobby Kelly is. He's like an undiscovered disease. he infects certain TV shows and other, you know, movies and stuff, and nobody knows about it. It's like when they first heard of HIV. It's like, wow, what is this? What's this immune deficiency that's killing everybody? And then they finally pinpointed it. So Bobby is the AIDS of Hollywood.
Actually, instead of the reality TV shows, I wish he would go on that show, Girls. I'm sick of hearing about that show.
I hope he kills that ugly fat one.
No, I love that show.
Of course you do.
Yeah, well,
it's fucking funny. Mm.
It's trendy.
It's not trendy.
It's an ugly show.
Why is it ugly?
The main girl is so ugly.
She's not really that attractive. But
that's an understatement.
Did she post a picture of her without her shirt on before the awards?
She's always naked in the show. Like naked.
She's gross. She looked like she's been in the fire and like the skin's just hanging off.
More power to her.
Oh my god,
she's
that's
pro
not
woman.
True.
Pro woman. Hear her roar.
Ugh, with her big fucking dinner plate nipples.
They droop too. They're like.
Yeah.
That's so not true.
I hope Bobby does a guest star on that show. There's a show I want to guest star.
Fajin hang like slave of wizard.
She's young.
You know what show would be funny to see round. Bobby on Master Chef? That way, instead of cooking the food, he would just go around and eat everybody's food.
Dude, I nonstop watch the Food Network.
Is that a riblet?
Fat fuck.
Is that a riblet? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. I just hope I never find out that he was in the same hospital that Joan Rivers was in that day. Oh, how can you take out a true icon like that?
Oh, my goodness.
This is fun. Fucking cocksuckers. He was in Tough Crowd. That show got canceled.
He was.
That show got canceled. I'm trying to think of shit that I've seen him in. That's another one.
The unemployment line.
He did Tough Crowd, and the show got canceled. Holy shit. Think of the track record here. The only show that's still up and running is Louie. That's it.
He did Artie and Nick DiPaolo's radio show, too.
They're no longer doing a show together.
Nope.
No, because we have Nick.
Yeah. They're
We don't have Artie.
Show's gone.
Thank God. Couldn't handle that fat mess. I'm enough.
Do you want to be the fat, funny guy on the network?
No. I don't want to hear no bullshit excuses. Oh, I can't come in. And seriously, I know this is going to sound really bad and shocking.
I think Bobby Kelly sold Artie his heroin.
I think Bobby Kelly should probably be in the room the next time Artie tries to kill himself, because that is the true meaning of the word failure. How do you stab yourself 9 times and not die?
You really don't want to die, so you stab
Well, then
yourself,
don't do it, you stupid fat fuck.
Yeah, don't yell at me.
Not you. You know, I'm picturing Artie there.
Oh, sorry.
He had the world by the balls.
Yeah, I read his last book. Ridiculous. The money he was making. Just
Too Fat to Work? That's my book.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he's I'm sure Bobby had something to do with him.
Yeah, I think he sold him the heroin. Killed his career.
Fuck.
I don't know. I just don't see them two interacting that well. I'm sure they've met. I'm just saying I just don't see them two interacting too well. Bobby's a clean guy.
They're doing Marty's a show not. Together.
Who?
In Tampa. Jim Norton.
How do you
Bobby
know
Cowdy?
All this shit?
He
has all the information.
He's swinging from Bobby's balls.
He is an actual plethora of knowledge machine.
Yeah.
Of useless shit.
I seen it on Facebook, man.
What happened now?
They're doing it for some radio show in Tampa or something. It's like some radio show's like.
I guess that show's done.
They're actually closing Tampa.
It's a funeral.
The airport.
The finished. Whole city.
The Buccaneers just called. They're moving.
Do me a favor. Go to the Lightning, Tampa Bay Lightning game. Let's end that mess.
Here, just make sure they're not playing the Flyers when they go. Giroux will be paralyzed.
Yeah, they're doing some sort of big comedy show there. Artie, Jim Norton, and fucking Bobby Kelly.
I thought you said big comedy thing. I'm only playing.
Be careful, Jim Norton. You're next.
I know. Poor Jimmy. He was on the cusp of like superstardom. And Bobby started hanging around. They just
Bobby
brought him back
in. Chair next to him.
Reined him in a little bit.
Unbelievable.
I can't think of anything else Bobby was in.
I think, I think you're right. I think we nailed everything.
Yeah, I didn't even think of pulling up IMDb. I don't think it matters. I don't think IMDb knows who he is.
He's probably not on there. They don't want him to ruin the website.
He's not on IMDb. He's not on Google. He's not on Yahoo. He's not on Bing. But he is. He is.
YouTube on, Robert Kelly. It comes up R. Kelly.
Is he some guy urinating on young girls?
A bump and grind.
Wow. Really shit on him today.
Way to end on a strong note.
Yeah, right. Always end on a strong joke.
Always end on a strong joke.
There you go.
All right, let's end the show.
Titties.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to go on the Riotcast.com/Jersey Jerks. And
stay away from Bobby Kelly.
Yeah, stay away from Bobby Kelly.
Listen to us next week if the Riotcast is still around. You never know.
Riotcast will be around. We might not be.
Yeah. Not after tonight.
Neither will Bobby's leftovers. They'll be going too. God, I won't be able to sleep tonight with that wig picture.
I emailed it to you.
You did?
Yeah.
Sweet. Photoshop fun coming right out.
I'm sure.
I'm going to cut his head off and I'm going to put it like on a naked woman's body. like the girl from Girls. I'll put it on her body. Like her shirtless body.
He reminded me of, let me see if I have it real quick. I know we're ending the show.
Always end on a strong
one. Yeah, always end on a fucking strong one. Fuck, man, I can't find
it. What are you trying to find?
Nobody gives a
shit. Yeah, nobody gives a shit. Go ahead.
Well, what are you trying to find?
This is a picture of... He looks like a celebrity. I forget her name. Oh, Linda Ronstadt. Remember Linda Ronstadt?
Yeah, I remember. I like Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah. Well, she's a little off-looking right now.
Well, she's dying, dude.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
I'm just saying. That's why she's a little off. She's dying.
She can go to the Sweet Bayou.
Blue Bayou.
Whatever.
Fucking retard. Alright, we're out of here.
The motherfucking
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.